Kristen, it's Mom. I wanted to ask you something a few days ago, but I just didn't have the nerve. But I'm going to ask you now. I listened to that podcast you did. You made a joke on there about the... Well, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Watch this. Did you ever notice? Did you ever notice that I look 53? Did you ever notice? Did you ever notice that I look 53? Well, my pussy will tell you different.
The Joker and the Devil. Lower him several. I'm lowering my level. The Joker and the Devil.
Louise, such language.
What?
I said Louise, such language.
I know.
Like, damn it, Louise. You're not 53 and neither is your...
vagina.
That. We're not talking about that.
That was really long.
You think every intro is long? It's not even that long. It's probably one of the shortest ones we have.
Yeah. There's no way.
Yes, it is. It's probably like 35 seconds at the most. I can't pull it up right now. We don't have that type of equipment. We just autoplay that. It's some recorder I have.
All right, so Ripped in Half, another episode.
Welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
Eric.
Yeah, we have Eric as a guest.
Oh, Eric.
You're reduced to guest now.
Yeah.
Or feature
guest. I never really found myself as
guest
part.
Appearing.
I never considered part of this.
Now, you're not a feature. Well, you were probably a feature before, and now you're just a guest, so you occasionally come on the show.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do.
Kind of surprising.
At the same time, Roach has been upgraded to co-host.
Yeah, oddly.
Yeah, oddly. Yeah. Well, since there's no computer job for him to be. He has no other belittling job to separate him from us.
Went from behind the computer to talking to
behind the scene to in the on camera.
Still not on camera.
We're still not even paying him the right amount of wage.
They paid him in wedge.
we paid him in wedge. Ah, this guy. We don't talk about that show in this fucking show.
I didn't say wedge. He's dead network. To us. I just said wedge.
Oh, we don't even use that word at all.
Oh.
No.
Oh. It's banned. It's been blacklisted.
Big Slice.
Oh. We call him Salad.
That?
Sally.
The cheese.
Salad.
What are some words we can think for Mr. Wedge?
Iceberg.
That's like his heart.
You wedge it.
It's Gouda. Gouda.
It's just a Formunda. Funny word, Formunda. But it's not nothing to do with that.
Formunda.
Feta.
Blue.
Got any more cheese?
Squinty eyes.
America. We'll just call him America.
Call him always.
Call
lazy.
Him Squinty call Eyes. That's a cheese.
Lazy face. I don't. Well, I thought you meant just names in general, not
he's
just.
Kinda, oh, it's more insults. Dumb face.
Got, he's always got his head turned up towards eyes. Like
you know what? Gay.
Alcoholic. No.
Yeah. Abusive. Deadbeat dad. And he gets like worse and more personal, but like sad personal.
Do you have a kid?
Huh?
Do you have a kid?
Yeah, he doesn't see them. That's why he's a deadbeat dad.
Wait, does he have kids? Really?
What? No, I don't know.
Oh.
For the purpose of this story, yes, he does.
This is coming from the guy that said, oh, when's your wedding or whatever? And then
his
fiance's broke up.
I'll with tell them, that so. Story. Last time you saw, like, he doesn't on the show anymore. He's not updating on things. And then tell about the time you fucking last saw Wedge.
I saw Wedge.
And then what'd you do to him?
Kicked him in the nuts. No.
Well, kind of what you did was equal to that.
I don't remember. I was, like, pretty drunk, but I see him in the. We're at the Frog.
To be fair, we have.
We're at the Frog, and I.
Before,
yeah, we've heard the story.
No, but retell it. It's funny.
I was at the Frog, and you know I had a few, and then I randomly seen Wedge, and he was like, it was just pretty dead, but he seen me. He came up to me, because there's no one else around, and he's like, hey man, how you doing? I was like, oh, dude, I'm doing all right. He's like, oh, I was like, so how's your fiance? She's like, oh, she left me. I was like, sorry, man. I was like, after that, I really haven't talked to the guys.
Well, see, I think
I've seen it a couple more times.
Yeah, but I think the assumption was like, don't care for you, and you haven't been like. He assumed probably you knew from the show.
Yeah, he thought I knew,
and
he
so
thought,
he went up to him like an asshole.
He thought I listened to the show.
Or followed up in his life for some reason. Very fuck. You know, it's very self-centered him to be insulted.
I really wanted to
say, hey, how's your wife going?
I really want to follow up with, so she's single now, right?
So the thing is, she's not taken.
Do you mind if I hit her up? She gave me her number. I mean, didn't want to tell you, but back then she gave me her number.
Can you give some pointers? What does
I didn't
she
do
like?
Anything because you like? Guys were together, but now I know how things fell apart.
Can you tell me? Let me know what she likes and what she doesn't like.
Just this so is her number, though, right? Just confirm it. Like, it's still 5302.
In other update news featuring Wedge there, Eric, his sister's pregnant. So,
what?
I thought she just
expecting a knock on the door.
Why are you telling me that? Jason's the one the close encounter.
It's a joke we had. Whoa, close encounter. Okay, that one's a new one.
Not with her.
I might have gotten hit from her.
You don't remember?
She was flirty. I got a I got a weird Facebook friendship right the next day after meeting her that day. But no, and then she blew him.
You know, it's how my
so like I don't like
I might have
tainted meat.
I don't remember.
See, last I heard, the blowjob was verified. What was up in the air was whether or not the fucking happened.
Wait,
yeah, did you bang your sister?
What? No, I don't. What are you guys talking about?
I thought you banged your sister.
No, when the hell did you say?
You told me that.
No, I didn't tell you. Banged her.
Okay, you didn't.
I said I met her for the first time. We're at the frog. Oh, okay. So Wedge was annihilated, right?
Yeah.
And it was him, Roach, and his sister. And they're at the frog, and he just got really fucked up. And she got fucked up. And when she's drunk, she seems pretty angry, like a very aggressive, angry person.
Fuck me now.
And so
I met her once and I kicked her ass at cards.
He's trying to.
That was just me. I kicked her ass.
Like, he's trying to get her home. He's trying to like, hey, come on, let me drive you home.
Two drunk people home. Say, like, no, give me your keys. No, give me your keys.
Fuck you and this and that. And like, he's like, you know what? Whatever. Fuck you. Just wear a condom. She's like, what do you mean?
Ouch.
And that's, yeah, that's like that's how he walked down. And they're being loud. Like, there's like, everyone's in the bar just look at him and they're like being loud and like he doesn't want her talking to anybody and like. I have no idea who the fuck she was. I was like, oh, here's a girl with fucking Wedge with. And then Roach is just standing there awkward.
Then he stormed out.
Roach is standing there awkwardly, like, listening, just like waiting for them to finish arguing because Roach is driving Wedge home, I think.
Mm-hmm. Eric questions who the girl he's arguing with is. Wedge storms out. Eric thinks to himself, so you're saying she's not taken?
You're just going to fucking run off with Eric like all the other chicks in this bar. Just make sure you wear a condom, you whore.
Maybe. I don't know.
You're going to end up with in the morning having a night of regret like every other chick in this bar.
Yeah.
It's right off
I black out a lot.
We should just go home and snuggle like brothers and sisters do.
Roach, you can't come.
That's kind of like in the way probably like how your sister gets mad at you, but kind of different, but you know, the same. Like, you're just a whore. You're just fuck him.
She's stupid, though.
Gets jealous of
you. I think I'm a lot more mean, though.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Because I don't care.
No, but they have like they get really concerned about your business.
I've never heard you yell at any of them telling them to use a condom. So
or yell at him. Well, I probably yelled at him doing that. I'm saying like
I wouldn't yell at
in that situation. Wedge would be his sister.
Ah,
you know they get upset about him just talking to anybody. You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna end up fucking him.
Actually, one time I didn't want to talk to Wedge. It was like I was at Candy's. I just showed up there. And we were talking to him, and I went like this, like, oh, how you doing, Wedge? And he's like, don't touch me. I'm like, well, fuck you too, then.
Is this right after his sister blew you?
No, this is a long time ago. But him is...
It might have been after his girlfriend left him. His fiancé left him?
It was way before he met the fiancé.
I say, because if he didn't but know, like, he knows like, now.
He's
like,
known his fiancé for a while before...
They've had an on-again, off-again
relationship. Yeah, it was from, like, college, and then left college, and then came back together.
I think they were engaged once before.
You know, if you want to know information about this, go to wedgeradio.com.
Is he on Wiki?
I have no idea.
I don't even think Wedge Radio is on Wikipedia.
We should make a Wiki for Wedge.
And just make all kinds of facts.
That'd
then
be great.
The citations, just use our show.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So every false fact, you just go back to our show.
I think it would work very well. I think we do a great Wiki for it. Oh, I just seen an ad. This guy.
Lo and Herman.
So this guy went to a concert, right? And they got there really late, and so they went. So they're like in the back of the row. So this guy went on Wikipedia real quick, made a fake story saying that he was the leader of the band's brother, and he went backstage, and the guy was like, "Oh, wait, you can't come back here." He's like, "No, I'm his brother's brother." How do you know? He showed him the wiki page. He's like,
with
I'm
his picture,
yeah, his picture, everything on it, saying that, like, you know, the story about him being his brother, and like, oh, how he loves his brother so much. And he got into backstage doing that, and he has a picture of him. He's like. His Instagram's like, hey, look, I got backstage by faking the wiki. And the DJ, or the band's right there. And he's like literally right behind him.
That is fucking hilarious.
That is fucking crazy. Like, that actually fucking works.
That is a threat to national security.
Oh, my God.
But
the balls to do that.
I mean, you just keep up the lie.
Pure genius of it.
It's a lot of things of that. You know, confidence. You got to keep it up. No matter how fucking bad that lie is.
I'm just saying.
He's wearing his Wikipedia thing as a lanyard.
Can you imagine, like, afterwards meeting the band and then, like, explaining to them how you got back?
Hey, your brother's here.
Let him in. My brother died 3 years ago.
Comes in a
Ghost
sheet.
Brother. Oh,
he comes in with a sheet over his head.
Ooh, I'm back.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you, like, just look just like him, too?
That'd be easy. That'd be actually probably a little easier to do. Like, if you kind of looked like them.
No, I mean, like, the leader of the band starts freaking out because it looks just like his brother just died.
You killed me.
He runs out.
I regret
it. Dude, like, gets to the stage, runs in the crowd. Like, get away
I'm
from
sorry,
me,
man. It was
get
nice.
Away from me. Or he's wearing, or he does a Scooby-Doo thing. He starts trying to rip off his mask.
You're trying to scare all these kids away from this concert to build your carnival.
I would have got away with it, too. If it wasn't for who the fuck that band was, I don't remember.
Yes, I would have done it. I would have just shut this place down if I can build a bunch of public storage units.
That's a good... You make a lot of money with that.
I know. People complain about parking lots either, too. Like, they're going to turn into a parking lot. Like, you know what? If you've been to a city, like a downtown city, a parking lot is the best
That's
thing. Like, you want one. You're looking for one. A cheap one. That's like $5 or
my
less.
My mom's Nino is a millionaire because he owns storages in Texas.
Really? Hold all your shit, man.
He met this guy, his mentor, told him to sell everything he has. Sold everything he has. He's like, I got the blueprints for you to become a millionaire.
Hmm.
5 years later,
$10 million
in the bank.
Wow.
That's what he told him. That's how he did it.
I mean, I think there's a lot of good money on
married
services.
Married a woman that's...
is that like part 30? Of the goal, too?
No.
And finally married a woman.
Not a robot.
Not a fucking
married
plush
a woman
doll.
that was like 20 years younger than him. And he had a kid 3 years ago, and he was 61. He's over 60.
Damn.
I know that. And he just had a kid. Like, fuck, you're dead by the time the kid goes to graduate high school.
Man, gold diggers
yeah,
are
but he ain't getting
to do
shit.
Anything.
No, she's not. She's a fantastic woman. She's a very, very, very good lady.
Gold digger's pretty good acting too.
She's been with them since day one. Like,
well, then doesn't matter. Then that's not a part of the brag.
45
or
55.
But she was like, she's a foreigner, and she comes from like a very, very like.
Oh, so he bought her.
Nice country. I don't know. He might have.
Which means she's cheating on the side.
But
probably
she
not his kid.
She can't hook worth
not
a
yet, though.
She
not to the contract.
No,
still filled.
It came out of her vagina and his, and it's fine. It looks just like him.
He had to at least fuck her, so he got that far.
His kids are doing well. His daughter took over the business, so she's only 21.
It's a small price
21
to pay for a good life, though.
She's 21, and she's probably making like over $200,000
a year. I mean, when he dies, she sucks you pretty young.
Yeah.
Probably C-section all of them, so
she can't
everything's tight down there.
She can't go with the shit. Okay, so when I was younger, I went to go visit him. And so we were there. She's like, oh, you hungry? I'm going to make dinner. I'm like, ah, sure, yeah. You know, I'm a kid. Yeah, I'm hungry. Why not? She made fucking boiled chicken and, like, I think it was steamed rice. No, she didn't see it. She's boiled chicken.
What kind of foreigner is she?
I can't fucking remember. She has.
Oh,
like,
no, because depending on where she's from, that makes sense.
She has a really deep accent, though. Like, it was, it's from.
In a big
like,
bowl of
foreign,
cat.
I'm
like,
sure
Norwegian
she has.
Or, no, she might be Spanish. I'm not sure. But her sister came in to visit, like, the same time I did, and they look nothing like each other. Like, one's blonde, one's completely black hair. Like, they look nothing like each other, but they're beautiful
She
girls.
Was the one the family sacrificed to help the other, to put her in the ad
but,
to help
yeah,
the rest
she,
of the family.
She literally put a piece of boiled
like,
chicken.
Like, you're the most beautiful one in the family. You're our fucking meal ticket.
We'll put
the ad out. You marry a rich man, and you come bring us to the country.
And then the next thing I asked her, was like, do you have ketchup? I just put ketchup all over boiled chicken, and I ate that.
That sounds horrible.
And I got in trouble one time, too, because her daughter, DG, she's like a little kid, and she loves cheese.
Mm-hmm.
She loves cheese. So every time she sees me, she's like, can I have cheese? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So I start handing her cheese every time she sees me.
Mommy, when's the cheese man coming back? I tell you, you're not even a relative anymore. You're just the cheese man to that child.
She made this little child complicated, didn't you?
I
love the cheese man. He gives me cheese and
like,
candy.
I got in trouble because I gave her so much cheese. Like, I don't know. I was only like 10. And so it comes to me, he's like, can I get cheese? And it's like, I'm like, are you light up cheese? She's like, yeah. So I just keep it. And it wasn't even like good cheese. It was just like slices of fucking like.
I've been smoking Gouda since before you were born. We're going back to cheese jokes.
It was just slices of processed cheese that she was fucking eating. Like, you just roll it up and just eat it, or I don't know what you do.
She has all kinds of hidden pockets and like hiding places where she's just pulling out constantly those little cheese sticks all the time.
But to end that trip, I accidentally crashed the because they lived in the storage unit. Like, they had a house. In each storage unit, they had a house.
It's surrounded by a man. Basically, it's actually a mansion surrounded by storage units. So you'd have to get through this maze of storage.
Actually, at that time, he didn't live like that.
Most storage complexes have a home.
But you have on site really for someone to monitor, nice, right?
But
yeah.
Okay. This is the one they monitor. This is the one they took care of.
Like U-Hauls, for example.
All my other kids live in all of my other storage
U-Hauls
units, too.
That have a storage unit.
Three wide storage
the
units.
The manager gets to live on site for free.
That's like apartments. Right. Like the maintenance manager person gets to like have a free apartment as long as they deal with people's problems.
But before I left that place, I got to drive the golf cart. And
it never comes through in the recording.
But we're in the...
it's an annoyance to us.
We're in the thing. Oh, we're in the complex area.
I forgot how to stop it before, though.
And I had to drive, and like there's a keypad that opened it. So I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll pull up to the keypad." Well, I guess I didn't know what the difference between gas and brake. And I gas, and I hit the fucking pull right next to the keypad, and just fucking destroy the golf cart. And
he just parked it back where it was. Didn't say anything? He was like a normal kid would.
No, everyone was there. He wasn't. I mean, he wasn't mad. My stepdad was mad. Because I went to go visit.
You embarrassed me in front of the rich people.
Well, no, I was visiting my stepdad, which I actually thought was my real dad, but later on turned out that it wasn't my real dad. This is another long story between that stuff, too. But.
Did you discover all that same trip? Because that would be devastating.
I know. Not that same trip, but.
I wrecked a fucking golf cart and it was like, you know what else? I'm not your dad. Did you imagine? And you embarrassed me in front of the rich folks. Got an idiot kid who can't drive a cart around. Yeah, look, makes you look. I'm glad that you're not my son.
He never lived rich until like
10-year-old kids. Until like maybe like 10 years anyways. Ago. Jesus,
now he's fun, but now, he expected they might crash it.
Now he doesn't take care of anything. He's a mansion in Puerto Rico, and it's like huge. Like he has a river in the back of the yard, and he has armed guards because it's dangerous to have that much money in that country.
Other than the armed guards, I think I can have a house that big. Let's pull together nice. Like $50 and get a house that
but,
big.
But now it's hilarious because he actually looks like a beach boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wears like the fucking
he wears Hawaiian shirts. Yeah, and but like
what
khakis.
What are they called? Those Hawaiian shirts, the brand Hawaiian shirts. Tommy Bahama.
He wears Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, he wears Tommy Bahamas. He has long hair. He wears a hat and like, like sunglasses. Like he looks just like a fucking beach boy.
He's a beach bum.
Constantly bumping like Margaritaville.
He looks just like that.
I walked by a Tommy Bahama during Christmas time. Dead.
I don't.
It's all like summer wear and like pastel and tan. So like no one's buying that shit.
I think the only people who keep that company in business are Eric's uncles and
gay guys and party dudes.
It's
right?
True. It's true.
And Gabriel Iglesias. Those
it's are the true only because
two it's gay guys and party dudes.
Because my uncle literally shops at Nordstrom Rack because they sell Tommy Bahama shirts. And then he just got, he was so
excited. I am paying $30 for this $20 shirt.
He was so excited because I think he went to like Long Beach or something like that. And he's always wanted this. It's parrot. It's his parrot, fake parrot, and underneath it says Tommy Bahama. And he got it. He put it in his fucking backyard.
The parrot or the like pool. A picture of a parrot?
No, it's an actual parrot.
It's a real parrot.
Not a real parrot, but it's like, it looks like a real parrot.
Okay.
It says Tommy Bahama.
Oh, bird. It's like a sign or something. Yeah, okay. Let's move on. How you guys been?
Ben?
I told you my story.
Actually, that's just a story. We're going to tell you how you've been.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I remember.
Chances are.
I've been.
I don't know. I fucked up my hand.
How you been? See, we're not to you yet.
Oh.
Okay.
He said I've been.
Yeah, I've been.
Steve, that's it. You been?
I've been.
Okay.
Nothing
new, nothing's changed.
Been working Moving out, on. Steve?
Not a whole lot new other than new game. This came out Tuesday. We talked about before with the beta, the For Honor. Awesome game. Fucking loving it.
Closed beta, now open beta.
You can play LARP at home.
I was part of the closed beta, then did the open beta, then I got in and getting the game. So
nothing changed.
Up.
That's how they get
Other than a couple characters,
they get
new
you
maps.
Through customer loyalty. Like, just give this man the free beta. You know he'll buy the game after.
I was intrigued when they first showed it off. Didn't quite know much about it though. Cause it wasn't a whole lot.
I feel like it's like a Dynasty Warrior, but you're able to do, but multiplayer Dynasty were kind of like, well, some of the game modes.
I get that. I get that when you're taking on like the little groups and foot soldiers. Yeah, because you can just devastate through them. That's cool. But I do like how you also have the hero classes and those you face.
Yeah, that's what reminds Dynasty, because like, you know, in Dynasty Warriors you're fighting all the foot soldiers, yeah, and then all of a sudden here comes the main guy, you have to fight him. But it's a player behind it.
This has a nice up to 4-on-4 PvP element to it, which is great. The only thing that is annoying about it is you get these characters, they just fucking play cheap as fuck. They spam the same shit over and over.
Eventually to happen. Though.
I know, of course. Certain
once
characters,
someone finds a trick in a game, they'll just exploit the fucking shit out of it until the game updates.
There are certain characters that are made to be cheap fucking characters. Like the motherfuckers with shields, they literally have the ability to guard anything.
Or the Vikings? So,
it's not just... All three classes have
a shield class.
So long as they have a shield, they can literally guard against every fucking attack coming at every direction from God knows how many fucking people. And they just fucking do that.
A real annoying
bullshit
class.
That's how they made shields back in the day.
Is the samurais with the staffs?
I know you're talking about the Nobus. You know what? There's actually an easy way around them. They're not that hard. But the Conqueror is a bullshit character. Not only does he have a spamming shield bash he can do, followed by the headbutt, which will instantly sap.
Oh yeah, that's
the one
you were taking on earlier, right?
Yeah, he'll instantly sap your strength. But he's got a flail, which he can literally just swing back and forth like fucking nunchucks. It is bullshit.
So anyone gets in that distance.
Is the headbutt the defense
takes a
break?
Hit for that. Okay.
No.
It's not the X move?
No, it's not a defense break, but what it does is it'll sap all your stamina. Oh. You've got another fat fucking Japanese bastard, the Shigoki, who...
It's the first character, right?
No, he's not the first.
Oh, he's the third.
He's the big fucking Japanese guy with the bat.
I haven't played that yet.
This guy, all first hits against him are negated. They don't stagger him. They don't hurt him. Nothing. He's got a bullshit rush attack. A dude his size should not be so fast. He can one-shot attack you. Like in one hit, dead. There's nothing you can do about it. Certain characters, when you try and rush because of his first shot negating, the bashes don't work against him. It's fucking crap.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna be complaints on the forum. He's gonna be nerfed.
Yeah, he might be. But
is nerf mean anything, or is just a term for it?
No, nerf like okay, say
like,
okay,
is it an acronym?
Like
or something?
A regular gun. Yeah, I mean regular something. Gun. You kill someone.
I understand the concept. Nerfing I just want to know if the word means
no. It's like turning something like into
it's an acronym for something.
It's turning something safer.
No, it's not an acronym.
That's what I thought
nerf,
it was.
Like a nerf gun.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they mean. Like by nerfing it, like put like making it less soft, like a nerf gun, the weaker. Yeah.
I get. I said so I get like the concept. I just didn't know if the specific word. Was acronym or that's the meaning for that?
No, that's the meaning.
Okay, okay. That's what I was wondering.
Because
I was hearing a lot after this update for Battlefield. That's why.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting though with the as the game comes out, the DLC and season pass. Because aside from obviously more game modes and battle planes to play on, they're gonna introduce 6 new characters as the game goes on. So it'll be interesting to see what characters they bring in.
In what?
For Honor.
Oh. I don't.
So I'm already willing to bet they're probably going to bring in a Jarl, a Templar, and a Shogun.
That's getting really bad.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what that hissing sound is. We're going to pick this up in a minute. We have to deal with something technical. So stay tuned. Okay.
So nerfing.
So those are the characters I think will most likely be introduced in it, but I haven't finished the story yet to know. I'm not going to rail too much longer on it. It's a fun game. I enjoy it. It will piss you off at times.
That's agreed. It's an interesting concept. Whether or not I'm going to buy it, I'm not sure.
Oh, one other thing I will give it this.
It's like LARPing, though, to me. It looks like a LARP game.
Not really.
Like a real-life LARP game.
You do have your different...
Which is not...
You have
they
your,
should
that's
make
any sense
a
because
game. They should make a LARP game. They should make...
That
like
is a LARP game.
No, like an Xbox... Well, like, you're actually, like... You actually find a team...
They did. It was South Park, the Stick of Truth.
No. And like, you find a team and you build your own, like LARP swords and you have to buy material. And it's like, you go into, like, a field and you have a bunch of nerds start LARPing each other.
That'd be fun.
But it's first person.
Okay, let's say that, let's
the
say
video game.
Yeah, that'd be
the
great.
The game is $5, but then like to buy all the add-ons for your crap costs like
you play as a character, you 50 cents a dollar here. Magic missile, and your character literally magic missile and throws a sock.
But
at
the
him.
Game is just you in a field.
I think that'd be
with
funny.
Like 20 other guys, like 20 on 20, just people just like. Blah, blah,
I've been
blah.
Dying for a new.
And it's funny, like the swords
out.
Are still kind of you know are fake, so they're kind of rubbery and just like will bounce. You'll see the flap.
I can.
On them.
I really hope they like progress more, like make it first of all make it longer. Second of all, add a lot more stuff you can do because later on in the game it just started getting a little too easy.
Yeah, once you got the best gear, it wasn't. In fact, the hardest part in that was.
See, we have different
vice president.
We have different sect. Yeah, the Al Gore battle was fucking hard.
Oh, yeah, that was the hardest.
When you had to fight
battle.
His agents and stuff.
Yeah,
that was the hard. I agree. That was a hard. Jason
as man bear
Jason,
pig.
No, he wasn't that hard. Jason doesn't agree. I think that battle took me like fuck. I think at least like 15 times.
We're talking about.
It didn't do that. I did it twice when it first became available.
No, it
realized how bullshit it was, so I waited. And
I
came
well,
back
I wasn't.
I, was Uber.
I don't think I was strong enough. Yeah, I wasn't strong enough. But I
you
still
have. It's one you yeah. have to be. Of
I wasn't.
A level
I wasn't stubborn.
What
I was,
are you guys talking about?
I was stubborn.
South Park. Sick of truth.
Sick of truth. I was stubborn though, and I kept going at it, and yeah. I finally realized like fuck, I need to get stronger, and I came back, and then I was finally able to do it. The Al Gore battle when the agents
oh,
have
yeah.
the guns,
well,
and they
mostly
because
you guys you told me a lot it was hard because you kept trying ahead of time like you're saying.
Yeah,
it
was
the hardest
yeah.
battle in the whole game.
But like,
I was trying ahead of time.
I mess around a lot and I don't follow everything, so I just go about, and so I built enough of strength. When I got there, it wasn't that hard for me because I had enough strength already.
No, yeah.
Like I just had enough potions and stuff to keep myself surviving.
It was.
It took a couple tries, but I still beat it in the night.
Oh yeah, it did. But out of all the boss battles, that was the
that's
hardest
not the
of
most
the
frustrating.
Battle.
I mean, it's a pain in the ass because like he did get the agents coming in more and like he.
Oh, I didn't say that was the most frustrating. The most frustrating was Princess Kenny, because that one, if you miss your one opportunity to progress in that battle, then you have to do the whole fucking battle over again.
That and then I had
that
a,
was annoying.
I had trouble. I can't remember the actual battle, but it was when you're in the school. And you have the power to shrink, and you had to go like through like the vents and stuff like that. There was a battle somewhere in there that was, I mean, it was, it took me a couple of times because it was like, I think it was still when you're still like low leveled.
I couldn't beat the homeless man. That's where I stopped playing the game.
Really?
It was like earlier in the game. He was the homeless man you meet like that one corner before you get to Canada.
I will give this in for honor. The one thing I like is that when you come across other characters who have progressed further in the game than you. You still have a fighting chance. They're not guaranteed to be overpowered than you.
Well, that game is still very simple. Like the whole point wasn't the game itself. Like the challenges, it was to get to the story.
No,
South Park. You can do all,
no, but I'm talking about For Honor. You can get all kinds of equipment.
Okay.
That'll do different buffs. Every equipment has its pros and cons. It all fits your playstyle. But even then, no matter how strong of equipment a person has and high ranking. You can come in as a low-ranking character and still have a great fighting chance against them. And I like that. At no point do they become overpowered. It just depends on, one, number one, your skill and their skill, and two, how cheap the person is.
Yeah, my
there's a lot of cheap-ass motherfuckers on that game.
Okay.
I don't see it being my next buy, though. I don't know if I'm going to buy it or not.
I enjoy it.
I don't know if I'll play it or not. I'm still getting...
I'm going to need more games.
I'm still getting Ghost Recon, and I'm getting...
That looks awesome.
Prey.
I don't know about Prey.
Although I am very just, I'm skeptical on Prey because I really want Prey 2 to happen so bad. The
yeah,
alien
the,
bounty
the
hunter.
The concept of that was awesome. I think this is its own like complete.
Well,
retooling.
It's a prequel. Yeah, it's sort of like a reboot kind of thing. It's a prequel. So,
I mean, it's cool. You can turn into a coffee.
But
cup,
yeah, I
you know
what was it 2012? I think they showed that trailer for Prey 2. Or,
oh, longer than that.
Yeah, when I first seen it, I thought it was fucking awesome. The whole concept, everything about it.
So, moving on from the games and my further adventures in whining and not crying, but the drinking of wine.
You drink
well,
people's
usually,
wine.
People usually cry.
You drink
after
people's crap.
After
you troll them online,
really drink
you drink their crying, huh?
I do. Yeah. I drink their tears.
When people drink wine, usually put the crying.
Oh, no, because.
You throw something offensive, purposely offensive on Facebook just to watch people cry.
For the longest time,
Eric, how could you say those things?
I don't like
wine. I love wine. My side here saw it.
I've been gradually getting more into it and starting to.
Why then, if you don't like it?
I'm more of a red. That's how I drink.
Well, that's the thing, because it's more to discover. It's, you know, just because one particular couple
I see you as
wines,
a Riesling kind
I don't
of
like, you know, doesn't mean that they're all bad. You know,
it's being open about it. I guess
I see a kind of Riesling kind of girl.
So,
He just wants to be able to gab with his girlfriends about their, you know, their specific other at the beauty shop.
I've been drinking more wine, though.
You started off box and then you went up.
I've been drinking more wine, though, especially with my wife. Like,
the
we'll enjoy some wine while we watch her shows. But one brand that I
You watch The View?
One brand that I found that I really like is Apathic Wine. You know, that's what we had when we did had that dinner, that Apathic Dark, which is a great wine. So then for...
That was dry. It was a really dry wine.
It was, but I still really liked it.
I liked it. So I figure you like a little more variety just because you prefer a dry one. Because then you can... Yeah. Most people tend to go more sweet. They start with sangria, which is basically just cheap wine mixed with fruit.
Yeah.
It kind of is. Well, it's, and people's like, and it's sweet. It gets you fucked up real fast. It's good for a good time.
Well, for Valentine's
Day. But if you want wine, real wine, it's not going to be that. It's going to be all kinds of variations. And when you get the dry, people will probably be turned off. That's well, for that you start for, with one and liked it. So.
For Valentine's Day. No, that's not the first one that I started with.
Yeah, we but you, prefer, you really
like I do. I really like that
so
one.
So what do you like, though?
Anyways.
Do you like so for Valentine's wines,
what new, have you, what new have you got?
Okay, so Valentine's Day, my wife got a bottle of Apathic Red. I fucking love that.
What kind of wine is that?
It's a blended red.
Oh, it's a blend.
Okay. It's a blended California red.
Say blend.
Oh, yeah, because it's either mix of...
I fucking love it.
Blend is Sauvign, a little...
Cabernet, it could be...
Yeah, blend's a little sweeter than Cabernet. Blend's sweeter than Cabernet. So.
It could be Sauvignon, or it could be...
No, it's a blend. It's a blend's an actual, like, kind of type of wine.
Yeah, but it's a mix of other red wines.
Yeah, but it's mostly...
So it could be part Cabernet, and it could be part something else,
yeah, but
and something else, just to make it...
Most of the intentions of a blend is to make it sweeter, kind of.
Me, Shiraz is a good one.
Yeah, I'm Cabernet. I love Cabernet.
All I know is
Cabernets are fucking great.
I absolutely adored this fucking wine. Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
Well, actually...
So I ended up buying a couple more... I bought a couple more bottles last night. I ended up having a bottle for myself last night while I played. And I found yet a third one that they make. Well, found a third one yesterday, another one today. Haven't tried them yet. But they also have Apathic Crush, which is a different blended red.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found an Apathic White that we're going to try.
If you want to...
So far, though, out of the two that I've tried by Apathic, I like them both. But that red, oh my.
If you like reds, it's a Cabernet.
Apathic, if you want to sponsor the show and send us a case.
By fantastic. All means, I would love that.
If you like send it to me,
if you like
and
Cabernet,
I'll give Steve the ones that I want.
go to Venmo and try one. It's called... It's inexpensive. It's called Ménage à Trois.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking great. Smooth, great. It's
well, again.
It's,
I'm still getting kind of used to.
I would try that because it's not. But it's not too bitter.
Well, my biggest turnoff for wines is any like hint of vinegar. Oh my god, I cannot stand vinegar.
You can't taste at all.
And there's a lot of wines. There's a lot of wines I've had where you get that kind of under note of vinegar, and I can't stand that.
That's cheap wine.
But
or like a metallic taste.
Yeah, but I don't get that with this. So far, out of all the wines I've tried. I've got
the bottom shelf of CVS.
No, Path. Blue. Okay, she did find the
next to the jug. Red. Next to the jugs.
She did find the red.
Of the what's the one that Carlos one?
I can't remember.
She did find the red. This the red at CVS, but you can get them at Stater Brothers, at BevMo, all these places.
All the high end places.
I like it. It's good.
So you got to go to BevMo when it's
now. I kind of want to open a bottle.
Just go to BevMo.
Buy a wine for and then get the next one for a penny. That was your best bet.
I don't trust those either.
What, buy a bottle of wine for and then get the next one for a penny? We don't trust
only
that.
Certain ones ever fall.
I buy the nickel category. One, the buy one get one for a nickel. There's some class to that. Otherwise, I'm skipping it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, like I said, when we used to have parties at my house, my aunt used to buy just a fucking
big old
have
box.
Bottles of wine,
big old box of wine.
Hell no, dude.
Instead of cases of 30 packs, it just stacks of boxes.
Yeah. We don't go cheap on wine.
So,
with like rubber hoses, and then you can just suck out of them.
Just turn this back.
What do we got? And just grab the grab one, like, just start sucking away.
The Christmas party went.
Everyone's
too.
Some guys in the corner of the party just drinking.
I went to my mom's employer's Christmas party, and we're there. She's like, "Oh, all they had to drink was like, you know, water and wine." I was like, "Oh, I like wine." She's like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "I'll take Cabernet." So she poured me this Cabernet. It's fucking delicious. And we're talking about it, and she's like, "I'm like, oh, where do you get this from?" She's like, "Oh, I get it flown from Italy." I'm like, oh.
For an office party?
No, just for her house, just for herself.
Oh, I thought you said it was
a
work party.
She said, and then I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I used to spend like $800 a month on wine. And that's for like 5 bottles.
Jesus. That still falls to me as alcoholic.
She doesn't drink them though.
Well, just long story short. But again, so far I'm really liking Apathic.
Sweet. On to me. Nothing new. No information of where I'm going to go for my job.
No? Still nothing?
I don't even...
Okay, hold on.
My,
what? Are you what's... Are you, Big Head from,
Mrs. Big Head?
No, from, Silicon Valley. You're just hanging out with the guys on the roof that had nowhere to go.
I have nowhere to go. Yeah. That's how my job was. And I thought about that too. You know what? Actually, it's funny, because I actually did think about that. Because, like, I envied that stuff like that. Like, a job where, like, you're getting paid to this and you're not doing shit. It's weird to get used to. But, like, if that can happen in some loophole of the job, I'd brace it. But I'd still kind of work. But, you know, at
least I had a job like that and it got boring.
Yeah, I figured it would, but I get used to it. Because, like, remember we talked about with that movie Moon? And I was like, and I told you, I'd want a job like that, live on myself on the moon, got a friendly robot.
And that then, like, one seems I just like it'd maintain, be fun.
Well, I still have jobs to do, but I have no one else to answer to or bother me.
Yeah.
But as long as I did the job, no one ever answered. I never have anyone fun. To answer to or bother me. And that's kind of what I'm doing now, where no one asks much of me, and also no one asks me. No, or bothers me.
So I had a job. I was a detailer / porter at a auto dealership. But I did the weird hours where I came in at noon and worked until closing, and then I was also the only ones who worked Saturday and Sunday. And my whole purpose of being there, especially on the weekends, was in case they sold a vehicle, then I'd have to detail, get it, gas it, and bring it out to them. But if they didn't sell any cars, I didn't have anything to do.
But you got to be there, and
but
you
I
get
have
paid
to be
for
there, so I get paid to be there. So
is there with a rag just waiting, just rubbing a rag in your hand?
Yeah.
Like,
so no. So most
come
of my
on,
time,
sell a car.
Most of my time was spent either cleaning the vehicles of the guys who worked there and charging them for it,
extra cash.
Yep. Or in the case of like the managers, I'd do their vehicles and they give me gas vouchers, so I never paid for gas.
You got to wash a car that got test drive. Or detail a car that just got test drive?
No, if it just got sold.
All right. Maybe the guy smelled.
Other than that, though, mostly I sat in the back watching movies on a portable DVD player or playing a DS or reading a book. That's all I did. Mm-hmm. And I got paid for it. For doing that all fucking day and being bored out of my mind.
I'm not bored. I got podcasts. I'm stoned when I'm there. I can daydream.
It was cool for a while. But eventually, it did kind of get boring. So every day, I'm coming here, and I'm just sitting and finding ways of entertaining myself.
Oh, I'm finding ways to entertain myself.
Yeah, I'm getting paid for it. That's cool.
Like I told you, I bought the packet of Garbage Pail Kids stickers. So I've been sticking those around places I have to. Like, wherever they assign me, I look around. It's barren. Like, I worked other places in the same building. Like, if you're there long enough and someone has to stand somewhere, they're going to grab random shit, and they're going to draw a design. It's usually a dick. It's very unimaginative, but it's usually like they get a bunch of stickers and form a big ass dick. That's usually, or they get if you could somehow give some idiot a marker, you're going to look in a trailer and it's just some picture of a guy with a big old huge dick. There's no imagination to people here at the work. It's very immature and unimaginative.
Very homoerotic, too.
Yeah, I know, too. I think that, too.
It's like, why are you drawing dicks?
I've seen one with you're boobs. It's very, the most crudest thing.
For the new
I've seen
game.
Ones with someone with boobs, but then it was just a worse drawing and just huge boobs. But the dick picture actually took more detail into it. But I guess because you know
well,
that
I've seen dick. Before.
You know how that yeah again. You know how that looks. Yes, I figured that's why. Like you've only seen your own dick, so you know what idea of what one looks like. But you ever seen boobs or pussy? Well,
did you have an impressive dick at least?
Huh? The one they did. It's kind of small, but very detailed. Very, yes, it's very detailed.
Very just metal.
It's very detailed.
The vein here, vein there.
It's like that's about right.
Gonorrhea coming out.
Drip, drip, drip.
Little.
And so, what am I talking about? So I jazz it up by running stickers. Also, people who are also bored see my stickers and rip them off.
Dicks.
I know. I'm trying to bring little jazz to this place, you know. I have one that's a guy being electrocuted, and I put it
this
right next to
this garbage pill sticker doesn't have a dick on it. It must go.
But I also have, when they gave me that packet, there were duplicates. So I actually just put the same sticker back exactly where it was. But I'm finding more stickers I have. I've had stickers for a long time. Some were cool. I just couldn't find myself to find them. And after a while, I was thinking, like, you don't fucking stick them anywhere. Might as well just waste them in this place. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah. You know, I buy t-shirts, buy music. Like, they'll just give me a handful of stickers.
Jason, I love you. Use a sticker.
It's funny. They're cheap. I don't really care about it. So I've been sticking those around work to fill voids. And I'm stoned at work, so I just daydream.
Have you been sticking?
It does hurt the social aspect of work, because I also know that I'm not going to talk to people in like a week or two. Uh-huh. Like, I got to know them for a while, but then like after I realized the next week, I realized like, oh, we're never going to see each other again, except in passing by on the building.
I'll remember you.
And so hey, I'm like, I don't really see a point, so I'll just go to my area and just do what I
do. Are you going to make a little...
It actually interrupts me when someone talks to me.
Are you going to make a little video? Like, you know...
A goodbye montage video?
Don't you forget about me. You. Don't. You guys away from each other. Put your little
February 1st to February 20th. Jason, remember him?
Get your lunch pail, just walk. Just
his last day. Yeah, his last day. Jason's going to clock out, and as he's walking out the door, pump his fist in the air and like, just stop.
Who was that guy?
He's going to freeze frame right there.
Everyone's walking past him. Get the fuck out of the way.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
Who was that guy? I used to work in a... That's all it was. So, nothing new there on work. Just pretty much work, come home, play Battlefield. That's it. Again, I'm still improving while still... Suck. I don't understand that
still
now.
Still getting your ass sniped from impossible places.
I think I still played less than you, and I think I'm probably better than you right now.
You already play those games. That's a different story. You're already used to shooters.
I played Black Company.
And I don't play
Black
the
Company.
Same
I mostly way. Played the campaign. That's it.
It's a no. Your reflexes in mind is always set to shooters, and you can
I don't have my glasses.
That's insulting still to me. It's like playing fucking Dark.
I need to get new glasses. I don't. They're broken.
I'm trying here, and I'm saving lives. That's what I care.
Are you a medic? Are you a medic?
I might die 12 times and it'll kill 4 people.
I keep telling him,
but
as a medic,
save
he needs
15
to just run
to
in
20
and stab
medics
people.
Medics are
with
very
the
important.
Yeah, but there's not enough. There are not enough.
Yeah.
Like I get shot and no one's there to save me.
I just sometimes,
literally.
Sometimes I'm like, oh god, don't revive me. And they revive me. I get fucking blasted in the head.
I know that too. It sucks, and I've done that to people too. But I get the count for the,
I'm like,
the revive.
Hurry,
so
hurry,
it
deploy. Deploy.
Matter. I get the revive count, and then you die. It doesn't matter.
So have you ran in and stabbed an enemy with the syringe yet?
Yes, I have. I did that.
I told you. It's an instant kill. It's awesome.
I thought to myself.
It's faster than mailing someone.
Yeah. It's an instant kill. I love it.
When he told me I did it, and I'm doing an accident, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. I bet that guy's fucking pissed. Like, he's just shooting at me, like, flip.
There's a video that guy does.
It was one of those situations.
10 syringe kills, like, at once.
I think it was a medal at the time. There was a syringe kill medal.
Yeah, he was, I can't remember what map it was, but he's on the top. His top layer came behind everyone. He's like, syringe, just like going through everybody.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know that it would actually work for a long time. It wasn't until I was playing.
I never thought about it. I kept getting stuck being shot trying to change over
way,
fucking.
The way I found out that even works was playing Battlefield 4, and I was on a private server where it was supposed to be strictly knives. So one guy, instead of using knives, though, he was running around with the fucking revive paddles. And
he just
hold him up,
the
have
rules.
Him charged, and then just fucking poof, everybody. And I was like, that fucking what? So I started doing it at work. So when Battlefield 1 came out, I was like, I bet you that still works. Had the syringe, but got somebody's like, it works.
What level are you?
50.
You're 50?
Damn, you're already higher than I am, but I don't play it much.
I think it's hilarious because like I'm a 7. And like when it comes to leader, or when it comes like
I've seen that though, but I figure those people who either are part of the beta or they play those games.
See, and I have
the beta part wouldn't matter because it doesn't carry over.
Well, but they already been playing, so like they have the skill already.
And I have people sending me messages.
They got the downplay of the game.
I have people sending messages like, "Hey, messages saying, oh, you fucking reset it, this and that." I'm like, first time I ever play this game.
Put that in your bio. Bought this day.
Yeah.
I think my bio is just still like Mike Detective, unlicensed and unsure.
That's why people get mad. People get mad at Call of Duty still, though, because I don't prestige. I don't, that's my thing. I hate prestige. I don't prestige.
So
I'm like a 55 still, and the first thing they say is, oh, prestige, you fucking pussy. I'm like, for what? You get no benefits. What, an extra fucking class? I use one class.
I'm only using two classes, really.
I like prestige.
But it sucks as limiting me on other weapons.
I'm either medic assault, but I'm mostly scout now. I'm just an awesome
I'm always
sniper.
Medic and I bounce between medic and scout. That's all I do.
I just love sniping games.
I'm either in the middle or I'm far away.
I was thinking of buying Elite Snipe 4.
That way you can just do nothing but shoot testicles.
Yeah, the testicle shot.
That shit's funny.
That's what it's part of that game. I saw thing for that.
Well, so. it shows where the bullet penetration goes through.
Oh, and then you know when you shot someone.
It's like Mortal Kombat with the X-ray cam when you do your special.
Yeah, it does that
for every shot. And sure enough, if you shoot somebody in
it
the
like
dick,
blows
it literally shows
nuts
the
off.
Testicles and blows them up as it penetrates. It's fucking hilarious.
It's not a kill shot. Just bleed to death later. It's a deadly shot.
But in every shooter, I love sniping. That's my thing. I adore sniping.
Yeah, I need to get to where you are where you don't need the scope.
The newest Honest game.
Some of those fucking videos are insane.
The newest Honest game they did was for a Sniper Elite 4. It's fucking hilarious.
It's all video game talk this weekend.
Yeah.
And we haven't even got to Eric's week.
Q&A.
So other than that, nothing. Just nothing new. No rants, no raves, no interruptions. I blame weed.
You didn't go to any raves?
Nope. I didn't go to any rants either.
That's not like you.
No. It's not the size of season. The rave season doesn't start till the summer. Yeah, give me another sculpin, please.
No. You didn't say just one like that.
I want them to know what I'm drinking. As again, when Steve gets his wine box advertisement, I'm gonna get my Sculpin box.
Another
as
wine.
Long as you don't give me a habanero.
Another wine cooler for Jason, Steve.
Yes. More Zimas. Zimas for all.
You ever watch that Star Wars video?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was like.
It has to do with Zimas?
No, it was. I think it was Clone Wars.
Does it have to do with Zimas or wine cooler?
No, it was Clone Wars one, and like he's like in the seat, and he's like, "Ooh, I found Zimas." He's like, oh, let's fucking fuck the police. He was like, it was an old video. I wish I could find it. I remember what it actually was.
It's like I came to Earth about a time capsule. You know what? My school, did your school have a time capsule?
No, but we had Zimas.
Yeah. It's probably in their time capsule.
I think.
Our school in elementary.
I think we might have.
We had an element. In elementary school, I know for a fact we had assembly, we had everything, and they had kids come up and bring shit. And they had a fucking time capsule. We're going to bury somewhere in the school.
For how many years?
You know, I don't know how many years actually yet.
So they could have dug it already?
It might be up now. It's like, you know, it's been fucking 30 years. So yeah, it might actually have been dug up by now.
Did you hear that, John?
But
Malkovich
I know for a fact there's
a
Game Boy
that
in
none of us are going to ever see.
But I know for a fact there's a Game Boy in that thing.
That is ballsy.
A kid put a late 80s, early 90s.
It was
the old one with the 8 batteries one.
Jeez, that's a dedicated move.
Yeah.
That's not a Game Boy. It's a Game Gear.
Okay. 4 batteries.
There. No, 2 still.
No, the pocket had 2. The pocket had 2. The original had like 4 to 4. 8.
Had 6.
There we go, 6. Well, that fucking shitty version is in buried in a time capsule
really
somewhere
6?
In my fucking elementary school.
Jesus.
And I want to go.
I remember.
I tried
playing on a fucking Game Boy, and I gave up in like...
Game Boy or Game Gear?
Game Boy. Hmm. Like the gray Game Boy. I gave up. Like, I was like, how the fuck did we ever play on this?
It's like a baby toy. Use your hands?
I had that and a Game Boy Color.
God, it pissed me off so
much. I never
much.
Had a Game Boy
Even
Color.
Even the color. I still have a color, and I tried playing. I was like, oh, you know, let me fucking play. And I was like... Fuck this! I'm going back. I'm just playing this on my phone. it's
lighter and better color.
It's just so ridiculous. Like, how do we ever survive?
These kids today have
now,
it so
now,
easy.
Game Gear.
You know what I
it
had?
Took
I
so
had
many
green,
batteries.
I had a green screen.
It took so many batteries, but there's a reason for that because it looked amazing.
Yeah, Game Gear took six fucking batteries.
Game Gear was so clear,
and
like,
you got like 30 to 45 minutes.
The graphics,
the
were
screen
amazing.
Could also kill die over.
Graphics
that
were,
was their problem.
The graphics were amazing on Game Gear.
Remember playing
I still think the graphics are better on Game Gear than it was up to like SP or Advance.
It just didn't take off. It just wasn't the popular.
Yeah.
It didn't have the game titles. Or
I still think
else,
it looked.
Like,
I still
it
think
was,
it. I still think it looked
a lot
better.
Of things happen that way.
Than the Game Boy Advance.
The screen for a lot of the games that they made, like Sonic, it was hard to do because the screen wasn't as wide, so you didn't get to see as much stuff ahead of you.
Yeah, especially having a little window with a thing moving fast as fuck.
That thing was this big,
and the
window was this
big. And
again,
it didn't help the fact that you took 6 fucking batteries, and it gave you all of 45 minutes of game life before the batteries were dead.
I think it took 8.
Either way, you got 45 minutes of life out of it, and that was it.
I think with the lithium now, you probably get 3 hours.
The only way I play that thing is I plugged it in. I always plug mine in. I had the cord.
Also, rechargeable batteries probably would improve the whole system. Old hardware just ate fucking power.
I think they should. I think they should give it another shot.
Everything old back in the day, it just ate batteries.
I think they should get a shot.
Now, one thing I thought was really cool, I almost want to fucking try and get a hold of this guy to order one. I watched this video on YouTube of a guy. He takes older consoles and makes a handheld version. Turns them into handheld versions.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
And so I saw a guy who made a handheld GameCube.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so and the
game,
everything.
Yeah, the game controller on.
Yeah,
the, yeah.
Great.
It looked like an SP.
Yeah. Well, no, it was kind of bigger, PSP, almost Game Gear size, because all the controllers and everything you had to put into it. But it was, it was a fucking GameCube.
The one
handheld. It was awesome.
The one I seen was like kind of like a folded version.
Yeah,
like a fold like that.
This one wasn't. Uh-oh. It just had the solid screen and everything. Because I don't give a fuck what people say. The GameCube was a solid platform.
The controller sucked.
I liked the controller. I didn't mind them.
Once that little thing bent down, then you're stuck with that one controller
It got stuck.
That was
bad.
64.
Okay, when you
it got stuck bad. No, the GameCube one, the yellow joystick one did get stuck.
I never had that.
I had that
with
two of my controllers.
Never had it with the GameCube.
I can say honestly, I wasn't familiar with it.
The GameCube was a solid fucking console. I liked it.
But
that's also about the time where third parties really started shifting.
I was a Pikmin guy myself. That's one of the biggest reasons why I like GameCube, because of Pikmin.
So I never played Pikmin. One of the I played a lot was Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. I played the shit out of that. That was a great game.
Of course, Zelda.
Too. Oh yeah, I had Twilight Princess on that. Fucking loved it. It's an amazing game. And Wind Waker.
Okay, actually, we're not on you. Your week.
This is pretty much all I did.
Well, how about explain a little bit more about your hand?
They can't see it.
Yeah, we haven't needed the gimp hand there.
We see it with your
blood seeping through and everything.
What? It's fine.
We saw the Facebook post on everything.
Cat scratch me.
Burnt your hand on some shit.
I had cat scratch fever.
Okay. Heathcliff's grass.
I got a car accident.
That's from a car accident?
Yeah. Oh, it's from the airbags.
Really?
Start from the whole car.
Okay. So
Wes and I thought it was from an accident at work.
Oh, Wes seen it too?
Yeah. Well, I was at work when I saw it.
I can't hire him back.
He always asks me. Carrie says, my dad always asks about you. But,
maybe it's just he can't relate with Carrie.
I was driving to work.
Like he doesn't know how to relate to his daughter.
I want you to be my son.
Like I don't know about you or your gay friends. Like I don't, just like that's how fucking it's condescending. It's like I don't know about you and your gay lifestyle now. So like the only thing I can't relate to is like, hey, how about that boy Eric? You know, you talk about turning straight. You can.
So I was driving to work and then so it was ongoing traffic, and this car cut in front of this girl, and she slammed on his brakes for no fucking reason. She slammed on her brakes. I slammed on mine. But I slid. While I was starting to slide, I was going to shift over to the right lane, but I seen a car coming, so I was like, fuck, I got to take the hit. So I hit, and the fucking airbag just came out and just hit, and my car was, like, smoking, and, like, it looked like fire. Like, it smelled like fireworks. Car was smoking inside. So I'm trying to, like, I'm looking over, like, all right, so I park. She parks, and I get out. I climb out the passenger seat, come out.
I think you got a double hit.
No one hit me from behind.
Oh, it's like two hits.
No, okay. No, it's one hit. Are you high?
No, not yet.
That is one hit. And then she comes
I'll
out.
I'll take one hit and remind myself about that.
And she comes out, and I was like, oh, are you okay? She's like, yeah, are you okay? She's like, I'm fine. I didn't even notice. She's like
ah, my arm.
And she's like,
dick.
She's like, what's up? She's like, what's wrong with your hand? I'm like, what are you talking about? My hand is just like the half of my hand is just fucking like looks burnt. It's like it looks like I put my hand on a grill and just left it there. And then everything passed there to my wrist, all my hair was like singed off.
So you got a massive friction burn.
Yeah, it was singed off. My hair was singed off. Like it's you smell burnt hair pretty much. And so like the first she's like, so what are you gonna do? I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go to work. I have to go to work. And she's like, oh, so I gave her my information. She left. I fucking cut off my airbag, drive to work. My boss doesn't give a fuck because my boss is like that.
Your car's totaled.
But yeah, the windshield was fucking busted, everything, but it still drove enough so I can go to work. And then
how'd your windshield
so bust? The first day, oh, because the right airbag, the thing flipped up and just smacked the windshield and cracked it.
Oh, the plate, the
yeah,
plastic
the plate,
plate
the plastic
over, yeah.
plate went up and just destroyed the windshield.
That's why I don't have an airbag for that people, for those people.
Airbags take flies more than they save them.
They do.
You're gonna get hit in the face with that plastic lid though, and maybe the maybe on my car you'll get hit by the also you get a fucking
it's like
a license plate shoved in your forehead.
It's like they put. Like,
I worry about passengers from my car.
It's literally like they put like 5 pounds.
I worry about being a passenger in your car.
It looks like they put like 5 pounds of gunpowder in the fucking car and just.
Oh yeah,
the
you have that powder shit all everywhere. I'm lucky I didn't get hit by mine because I was prepared to hit, so I had my arms back, and I'm locked, so it blows up in front of my face. But like, oh shit, the fucking thing blew up in front of my face.
Long story short, the first day it hurt like hell working with it. Any time I moved it, it hurt.
It's like getting hurt at work.
Second day was fine. Third day, I had a lot of pain, and I lift up my bandage, and I wonder why, because all the skin came off. Mm. And right now I have no skin on like certain parts of my hand. And it hurts. Like, I can't even, like, if I leave my hand down too long, it starts throbbing because, like, blood starts rushing to it. And I can't, I literally have to walk around like this, my hand on my chest.
So no gurk in the merkin, huh?
You might need to go to the doctor. Just get some antibiotics in you.
I don't like taking drugs.
Yeah, it's not a drug.
So where's your car now?
I ate carrots.
That's not good enough.
Oh.
How about some yogurt? That works.
But I looked it up online.
Some probiotics.
Someone said it on Facebook. It must be true.
Oh, no. You know what? If you eat a bunch of fucking chili peppers, you'll kill cancer. So believe that, too.
Well, I wasted my time then.
Yeah, cancer could have been solved a long time ago if you didn't eat this fruit.
Oh, my car's in the driveway. It's going to go to pick apart and buy a new one.
Hmm. I would just say what part of your car is actually most valuable. Hmm. Rip that out before you take it to pick apart.
Oh, I did. It. Oh, that. Well, there's only so much that you can take out of the car before. I think the only thing actually leaving there is the battery, right?
Well, they got to get there.
Well, yeah, battery.
Oh, for pick parts? No, they come and tow it.
Okay, even better.
Well, they can't come and tow it. But if you take the battery out, they'll charge.
I went to the tow yard and ripped out all kinds of shit when I first had it wrecked my car and I had a tow yard. It's like. And the insurance is like, all
I
right,
literally just took out my speakers and my.
I was gonna get my
CD player,
all my information. I took all that stuff out too. But then I looked like, okay, I'm taking this fucking exhaust too. I'm fucking taking this. I'm taking the stereo. I'm taking like anything worth
taking
something.
This catalytic converter.
If I could have, I would have.
There's not really much.
I didn't have the jack or the tools to do. I had hand tools. I didn't have anything else.
There's not really much worth taking out of.
Yeah, that car isn't worth shit.
Yeah, those cars are dime a dozen.
That headlight you didn't want to replace cost $30.
I bought the new one. I did. I've been sitting in my room, so I have to send it back.
Sell on eBay. It's a better idea.
No.
Sell the second headlight and have a pair.
No.
Somebody got front-ended in that car and survived and wanted to keep it for some reason.
Anyways, other than that,
used airbag for sale. I've seen those.
Other than that, I've been staying home. I don't
because you don't have a vehicle to
no,
get
no,
around
no.
with,
well,
right?
Pretty much.
That only happened like 3 days ago. No, I just haven't been partying like I used to or go out like I used to like as much. Staying
old
home,
crotchety man, huh?
Just playing a lot of video games. I've been playing. It's just hard because I play like 5 different games all the time. Modern Warfare, Siege, Battlefield. Went back to Gears for a while. That was fun. Still good at it. And I don't know. Whatever beta comes out.
So we got to chop your hand off
I still haven't finished the Power Ranger game, though. Mm-hmm. I forget I have it.
So your hand's going to chop it off soon?
Maybe. I don't know. Think about it.
Yeah. You at least put some Neosporin on it or something?
I'm going to tan it. Yeah, I did today. Put Neosporin on it. Neo. Dinosporin. You know this from?
No.
Is it a new metal song about the Matrix?
That's from Kung Pao.
Okay.
No.
You ever seen Kung Pao?
I have.
Oh.
Long time ago when it first came out. Stupid as fuck.
Hell no, I love that movie.
Coming soon to one star.
I just saw. I love, that movie's that movie's not one star.
I'm trying to find. I'm actually trying to find. I'm thinking of one star for a minute. Like, I'm kind of having trouble finding my next fucking
really?
Movie. Yeah.
It's funny.
I think of songs and look at it. I was like, no, that didn't. That was not a movie. A movie, like, there's the song was for the movie. Come back next month for one star. We'll find out what I'm going to pick. It's probably going to be bad in the sense that, like, everything else is happening so far.
I got one.
So.
It might be still be better than what
really
we've gotten so far.
Yeah, maybe this day's Neverending Story.
You know, it is tough
that
following the rules.
That song was made for the movie.
If we follow all the rules that we place.
Oh, yours was movie. Yours
it's
was
hard
a,
to find the
yours
film.
Yours was a movie made.
It's got to be a movie song, that shares right? a title with the song. The song predates the movie. That's the rule. Now,
the song
Jason,
has to be in the
Jason
movie.
Jason misunderstood.
Oh,
that
no, no,
title.
Don't
I
pull
heard,
that
I,
bullshit.
I heard
the
about
song
this.
Has
heard,
to be in the movie.
I heard about
it
this. I heard about this.
Why, what's the point of doing this then?
I heard about
the point
to
the
come up with
was,
a movie that shares the title of the song.
The
song
joke was shitty movies that played the same song all the time, though. That was the start of the joke, was that we were like, remember those shitty movies that just play that same song because they called the same movie the title? And it was just
a
shitty movie. You have to hear that dumb song all the time.
I came up with on my own before we did the show, and I did it at the show.
I expected when I heard My Boyfriend's Back that I'm going to hear this stupid song the whole time, as well as watching a shitty movie. What? The movie wasn't that bad. As
bad
as it seemed.
It's funnier than I remember it.
It's better than expected. It was better than expected. We'll do a political economic term.
What about
unexpected returns?
Wait, I don't think that's a song. Sweet 16?
That song is in it.
Sweet 16?
No. Yeah. It might be called.
It's a TV show.
16 Candles. Doesn't that count?
There's not a song called 16 Candles.
There isn't? I thought it was. 16 Candles. I'm making up my head.
Actually, you know what? It sounds kind of
and if
it, I think there is a song called 16
is,
Candles.
And if there is, then it was made again.
It might have been
movie.
Made for the movie.
I don't think it was made for the movie, though. That song's not even in the movie.
One for every year.
Quick,
yeah,
we'll
what,
consult my wife.
Yeah, what
she knows.
What does Topanga dance to... In Boy Meets World when she turned 16.
I don't fucking know.
It was that
very, very
no.
specific.
Remember, that was the episode.
This isn't
it was
the fucking Boy Meets World podcast.
I
that happened
really it, was the,
of,
it was the episode
coming
where that,
soon. It's Ripped in Half.
It was
never
still,
really watched that.
Not,
show.
We're doing
it
that.
Was the episode where that fat kid's
I might
dad
that.
Was wrestling
that.
And his dad is Bam Bam Bigelow. And instead of going to Topanga Sweet 16, he promised him that he'd go to the match. And Topanga found out. So she went to the match, yelled at him. But in the end, is the dance in the middle of the ring. I don't know why I remember that.
No idea.
And a Sweet 16 song played like that.
I remember that because his dad is Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, Bam Bam
I remember
Bigelow.
That.
The fat kid. The fat.
I remember
what
the story.
Name?
I remember
name,
the episode. But,
yeah.
but I think just found a song called that. But again, that's not a movie. We're talking about a TV show.
No, but there's a movie 16 Candles. And I think there's a song.
I don't think
the
those
candles.
Things happen at the same time. Or with the intent.
You guys make it too confusing.
I know. I think after once all of us have done one, sort of, and we'll probably just go back to shitty movies.
Are you guys trying to do this without Googling movies or?
Apparently no one else has to figure out if the song's in the movie.
The song doesn't have to be in the movie.
This guy's very adamant about
that's
this.
That's not what I heard.
The rule of us, I can't wait till Roach comes back to confirm this. The song has to be in the movie. Otherwise, this makes no sense.
I thought Roach died.
There he is right there. That's the fat kid. That
I
him.
Just found
look him. Up, look up, look
you
up. That's
found
him.
Someone's blog who
look
just
up, look up. That's the
it.
Episode.
No,
look up.
This actually breaks out every little thing of what happened in that episode.
Look up. Oh, never mind.
So you know what? I'm trying to find that actual.
Oh, yeah. I think he fought Jake the Snake.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the sailboat kid. From,
yeah,
Morris.
Yeah.
He was the bully in that show.
Yeah.
Before, I think. Oh. Slightly after Mallrats, then he's like 30 when he's doing that. He was like a bully at 30.
It even has like life lessons and humor and all everything. But it doesn't
really say
the name of the song.
Whatever this site is would help
it
us greatly
have that part
if we do
where,
a Boy Meets World podcast. Because we just scroll through this.
I swear to God.
Half the work is done for us. We should do this. Starting next,
Topanga,
next
I swear
week.
To God,
all says here, but she still wishes she could have had a special dance with her boyfriend.
Yes, see.
Sean reminds him that Frankie owes Corey a favor, even though he doesn't since the deal was for him to teach him poetry, which somehow translates to Corey and Topanga dancing in the wrestling ring.
Yes, I remember the episode.
For the episode, the reason why you kept getting 16 candles, the episode's called 16 Candles and 400
And they
pound
play
man.
This song because they have a song called 16 Candles.
Let's find out.
I think so. I'm not sure. Maybe.
16.
Why don't you just type in like song played in. That's very specific.
Candles.
There it is.
Song.
Bam.
Oh, 16 Candle by Stray Cats. Again, I'm pretty sure it's made
that's...
for the song.
Play for the movie? Wait for the movie, you mean?
Oh, no. Okay, The Crest has a song called 16 Candles. So there's that. Here we go. Let's hear a bit of it.
Is it? Six. Yep.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, this is it.
Happy birthday. Is it?
Yeah. Let's fast forward it.
I love you so.
Sixteen candles. I was right.
Ah, look at that.
I was right.
There is a song.
This is a song they play when they were dancing.
By the Crest.
It saved me a lot of time.
Oh, you could totally rip on 16 Candles. You could pretty much rip on any John Hughes film.
Yeah, that was dope. Oh, do you love 16 Candles?
My wife does.
Enough
said. Home
is
a hard place for a lot of people.
For you?
People like me and your wife.
Yeah, you could easily rip on 16 Candles.
I don't know. I can't remember which one. Which one's the one with the underwear scene?
The fact that I remember that episode of the candles. Song.
Okay,
playing.
Which is the one where they kiss at the end after, like, it's still my birthday. I got my wishes
candles.
You. Okay. And he rapes her?
16 Candles.
Okay. Yeah, it's just too heartfelt. It's just too heartfelt.
Didn't they make fun
where
of
the
that?
Grandmother fills her up?
It's going to be like your movie where, like,
it's
we're,
a PG,
we're just going to end
it's
up
It's a PG
it.
Movie with full frontal nudity?
Yeah. How do you not rip on
like
that?
Like Revenge of the Nerds?
You know there's a reason.
That's where that is a PG. It's a
you know
PG
there's a,
movie.
You
it's
know
a
there's
PG
a,
movie.
There's a Reese Witherspoon movie where, like, there's, I think, there's so, like, kid nudity.
What?
Yeah, it's her.
Is it just kids, like,
no,
don't
no,
want to take a bath?
No, it's her, and they're, like, this backwood country. I don't know how I remember this movie, but in a backwood country.
Oh, we understand why you.
And she has like a. I was like 8 when I was seeing this, I think. And then she had a crush on this.
It was legal then.
I sleep with. When they're older, and there's a part where they go swimming in like the lake, and I could have sworn that they showed nudity.
Well, Blue Lagoon has underage nudity.
But it was this. It was her. I know she was. I'm pretty sure she was in it, and but she had an attraction for this kid. I'm pretty sure it was like 18. She was probably like. She was pretty young. Can't remember the movie though.
Well,
we have looked for that. Let's
I don't remember. I know that. I think it was called 16 Candles.
You know, if that was the movie,
I'm pretty sure that song played in it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
While we're looking up this, you just put up IMDb. Walking Dead came up. Walking Dead premiered. I didn't know. No word. No information.
I even knew that. I don't even watch the show.
Was it a far off place?
Should have been.
She was in Fear? Wow.
This is going to bring up a whole new...
I have no idea.
And she had a cameo on American Psycho and a two-episode arc on Friends.
I didn't know she did the voice of Debbie in King of the Hill.
She's gay?
That's awesome.
Debbie?
She plays Elijah Woods in Legal Blonde, Legally Blonde? Eli, I know.
It had to do with Buck Strickland's wife's murder.
Oh, murder episode.
Yeah.
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie
is,
was
isn't
the
one,
who,
one he has sex
who,
with.
She
he
wanted
has,
to kill he, Buck Strickland's wife, yeah.
Yeah, she's the one. That's the one that he fucks at the work, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't, oh. Yeah, I can hear it now.
She crawled into the dumpster with a shotgun and shot herself out of accident.
It's like, oh, remember when Hank took over the Strickland for a while and then she tried sleeping with Hank?
Yeah. All right. So the Walking Dead came back. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Heard nothing.
Really?
Like... You know, we usually
it's not on TV or anything.
No, when a Walking Dead like
premieres
or mid-season premieres, the internet kind of blows up.
You find advertisements on YouTube, everything.
At the same time, I think that weekend was Super Bowl weekend.
No, it was just this last Sunday.
I didn't hear anything. My internet, my YouTube page didn't blow up of like Walking Dead fucking theories.
No, Sunday.
The following weekend, where the second episode's coming soon, like I started hearing theories later in the week. I was like, wait a minute.
The second episode is tomorrow.
Yeah, but as later in the... Oh, yeah, you're right. As later in the week happened, I started seeing theories. I was like, wait a minute. Walking Dead came back?
Yeah.
I thought it was until the following month, or at least the end of this month.
Hey. No spoilers
for
me.
Did you watch the episode?
No.
Oh, really?
I didn't have
no spoilers for me.
I didn't plan for that. I didn't plan for Walking Dead to come back. So
damn.
I didn't have that. It ruined.
Guess what you missed?
It got in the way of my... You didn't watch that shit.
I did.
Who died?
I don't need to know. I don't want to know.
Guess what you missed?
You can tell me.
I don't want to know.
Absolutely nothing.
It's one of those ones where, like, it's just more setup.
Yeah. Nothing happens.
You can tell me, Steve.
That's like the second episode of
America. Nothing happens.
No, don't ruin for me.
We're together.
I'm on season 4.
They went from here to there. That's it.
How many seasons there?
There was a lot of talking. That's
it. How many seasons are there?
How many
seven?
Seasons?
We're on the seventh season.
I'm not too far behind. I'm on season 4, I think.
little factoid, if you see the Walking Dead symbol and the opening thing, it's starting getting
doing
more
money.
It's getting more deteriorated every year.
Yeah, the words that say the Walking
it's
Dead.
It's supposed to represent
it deteriorates
how many years have
over
passed.
Time.
So the first one is actually very clean, and every year it's getting more dirtier and ground
that,
up.
That part of it, the other part of what it represents is as if you look at the walkers from season to season, they're also getting more and more rotted and decayed. So that's the point. The words are supposed to, it's following along with the walkers. As time passes, it decays.
Do they have any idea how long the lifespan of a walker is?
It depends on which zombie.
No way.
Did they ever explain why no one decided to make just like a metal suit or a thick rubber suit to not get eaten by zombies?
For that, you would have to go to Max Brooks. Was it a World War Z?
I'm saying
the actual book, because that's a subject they do cover.
So
the
just
book.
Wear like
I'm
a
saying,
surfer outfit.
I'm saying. I'm pretty sure.
Like just wear. A whole
I'm pretty
surfer
sure a scuba
thing.
Diving outfit is thick enough. Where zombie? Because okay, the
okay,
episode, the episode where they're in the town and they have the fighting, right? And they pull the zombie's teeth.
That and Ascot, you'd be good.
Like right? that, and they're pulling the zombie's teeth. The zombie's teeth look frail and weak enough, where if you had a thick rubber suit, you could probably walk around freely without worry.
But then you're wearing a thick rubber suit, and it gets all hot and stifling.
Eventually,
you're
going to
pass out.
No,
that's
just a minor thing. That's a minor thing.
The best thing I could say is, again, refer to you to both World War Z and the Zombie Survival Guide. Those two books, amazingly covers all of that shit. And
yeah,
the way it's explained, it's interesting.
I would have jailhouse armor.
That people
you know,
are
like phone
that everyone.
Newspaper.
So it explains how everyone's zombie
duct tape,
is just fucking
phone,
stupid.
Like, duct tape newspapers.
Well, the Zombie Survival Guide it does point out a lot of like flaws in most zombie survival shit. Again, it totally makes sense.
On a made up thing. Don't
yeah,
this. It's a made up thing.
As far as World War Z goes,
and you still have established rules and a made up thing.
Like someone posted a post.
I mean, they could easily just fly.
Someone posted something like, "Oh, who would you want to be with you in a zombie apocalypse battle?" And it's like superheroes, and I seen Batman. I'm like, Batman. They're like, why? Just wear his fucking suit. You'll be great. You're fine.
Once he dies, put that suit on.
Yeah.
Just don't get electrocuted when you try to put that belt on.
borrow one of his suits, and you can go where the fuck you want. You just walk around, punch zombies in the face. It can't hurt you.
Also, your second person is Batman.
True.
Why would Batman take you on?
Batman still has exposed skin. You get surrounded, you're not going to be able to move.
Is there exposed on a suit?
On Batman's? Yes, there is.
Other than his mouth?
The face.
Okay, like how?
You get surrounded by a horde. Like, how are you going to fight your way out? With
you're
all those
fucking
bodies
Batman.
Batman's doing for that. People trying to rip off his mask, so he know has protection against people trying to rip his face
against living things.
I think he can still electrocute a fucking zombie.
Okay, you actually
could
think?
You? I don't know.
You actually think
they're
that
still synapses have to be firing?
They're,
it still has to be
they're
like
dead. We don't know what it would.
You
be.
Actually think you're gonna be in a situation
no,
where
just
you're
how to move your own body? So
like that they're actually gonna find a place to bit your lip.
It depends on where you're at. And, yeah, it could happen.
All right, fine. I want Batman's suit with Iron Man's mask. How about that? I want Iron Man's suit. There you go. I'll fucking want a Zompocalypse Iron Man's suit. Never
oh,
ending
is who you want with you or what suit you want.
Never ending power, and you have a fucking
suit.
No.
His power does run out. It has happened. And when the power runs out, the suit goes inert. You can't move it.
Yeah, it's just a big-ass fucking dead weight.
Then you're just laying there.
I'm pretty sure I'd be on an island by then, so it'd be fine.
Then you deal with floaters who wash up.
In a secluded island, what's the odds of that?
It happens. It can happen.
You can't exactly go with it.
With all the billions of people on this planet, yeah, it can happen.
Yeah, but the billions of people we also have secluded islands.
Yeah, I know.
What's a zombie survival?
The only thing the problem is you won't be prepared
below,
for it.
Below zero
you
degree
temperature.
See, that's one of the cases they make in the Zombie Survival Guide, is if you want to go anywhere, head north. Because in extreme temperatures, the bodies will freeze, and that's when they're easiest to kill.
I'll live in a volcano. Like have a house built over a volcano, and then when the zombies come after me, just fall in the fucking volcano and die.
The thing is, you can do that.
It would have
just
to be an active volcano for that.
Also, trek up there. Trek up there. How are you going to trek up there on foot with zombies around?
Yeah.
Like, you have a plan that you also involve you building a house later.
I recommend both reading World War Z and especially the Zombie Survival Guide. It's intriguing.
I'll still go to work. I'll still go to my job.
Yeah. So
surrounded by fences.
Basically, just live with Superman.
Electricity generators surrounded
like,
by buildings.
Superman's
guns, gas.
like they talk about the talks about the pros and cons of guns. Like, what kind of gun would you use in a zombie survival gun situation? What would be the best gun to have?
Honestly, no gun, because every gun runs out of bullets.
It does, and you do want a melee weapon, yes, but a gun is great too because melee you have to get up close.
Silence AK.
Really?
No, not allowed. Nothing fast.
I wouldn't want a small gun.
Silence if it could happen, but you know.
Every gun's
silence. It should be only close quarters because they're only going to deal with. I'm not going to long shot fucking zombies all day.
Every gun silence.
I'm not. Oh, machine gun would be good.
What gun?
Somebody needs to have an automatic heavy machine gun just to, in case that situation happens. But everyday gun?
Yeah.
Small handgun.
Like what?
No, Glock.
I said Glock.
I would have a 22 rifle.
That's you.
I know.
Well, with all your lists and reasons.
No, 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 no.
Because most of your guns, will make a sound that will carry and can be heard. 22s, they don't make a loud sound. 22s have the lightest ammo. A 22 rifle itself is very light. So you can carry more ammo without, you know,
A 22 handgun wouldn't be any.
No.
On top of that. But you get distance with a rifle than you would with a handgun.
I don't need that.
The downfall of the 22.
The gun should
is
be
the
last
distance,
resort,
exactly.
Though. The gun
unless
should be
you
long
have a
22
rifle,
resort.
A 22 pistol.
Yeah, you'd want a
you
rifle,
have a
not
good
a pistol.
Maybe 50 yards that you're accurate with. Other than that,
yeah, you'd want a rifle, not the pistol.
Before, but that's penetration wise. Penetration wise, okay. So this is the penetration power of 22. So say you're right there, and I'm like to that wall. The most damage you do is it'll go through your head. But it's only power enough to go through your head. That's it. So it'll bounce around your brain and scramble your brain.
And that's another reason why it's good to have it.
But it's only good at close range.
Yeah. Oh, for the handgun. The rifle, though, you can still get
I'd say you get another, like, 150 yards, maybe.
And that's great.
With penetration power.
No, and that's great. It will still penetrate the skull, won't exit it, which means it's going to bounce around scrambling the brain. Weakest part of a zombie is the brain. That's something that you want. It's also very quiet, so the sound
also
won't
depends
carry.
On what you're shooting at.
I have a John Wick suit.
Well, I'm talking about as far as zombies themselves.
The most 22 ammunition comes out. The best thing,
I know
people have
I
saw
this. I'll win the lottery. If we go to more fantasy.
Yeah, and melee this, weapons.
Just
that that's
build
a whole
up the fantasies
thing.
Of what we'll do. With like, well, you know what? I'll win
that's
the lottery.
What I want.
But it's not going to kill them. It's
drive
sweet.
Around
going to walk at you on fire.
That'll be fun.
It would be fun. So, yeah, read
it
the Zombie Survival Guide. It is interesting.
Unlimited RPGs, like on Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once I beat the game the first time, I'll get that.
Only if you beat it with an A-plus score or higher.
The auto handgun.
I want the nuke gun from Turok 2.
When I beat it the second time, I'll pick the better. I'll pick the automatic handgun.
I want the nuke gun Turok 2 CZ Evil.
Okay. So, any stories? Anything we can talk about for a little bit? You're going to probably wrap up the show soon.
I lost my virginity.
It's all been a video game show, the most part.
So far, I got a couple stories, though. So, it would seem it hasn't been confirmed if it's going to happen or not. But right now, Warner Brothers is currently courting him for directing of Suicide Squad 2. Mel Gibson.
You lost me at Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah. I thought he got picked for another movie.
I have no idea, but as far as DC goes right now, they're
I think I attacked for Deadpool.
So DC, DC's getting desperate.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. So Mel Gibson's one of the directing names that they're really.
I don't know.
After.
He
someone's ending on the cross in that movie. Then.
I don't think he can inaccurately historically base anything.
But
off
the
that.
Problem with Mel Gibson, the problem with Mel Gibson directing the movie is he's got to be in the movie, so he's gonna be in the movie somewhere.
He doesn't always have to be in the movie.
He comes with this gopher.
He's going to be in that movie. If he directs, he's going to be in that movie. I guarantee it.
Cameo by Helen Hunt? Really? Okay.
Ah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, Helen Hunt as Harley Quinn.
I don't care. I don't care how much that movie
Further
made.
Further DC news.
I don't care how much the movie made. It was a terrible movie.
I like the movie.
Fucking hate it. It was like a corny. That movie could have been made in the 90s, it looked like.
It had most of the same songs.
It reminded me of like an old Power Rangers movie, the last fight scene.
Yeah.
When they said it was like a video game, just get the checkpoint, keep going.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, exactly. Other Batman DC news. Ben Affleck is out directing the Batman.
We know that.
I don't blame him.
eventually.
Rumors are now he wants to not even be Batman.
He's going to Marvel.
Those are new rumors now.
He's like, Marvel's where it's at. People like Marvel.
It wasn't so much rumor.
He was part of Marvel. He was Daredevil.
Daredevil.
That wasn't so much rumor as speculation.
But Daredevil's DC.
And he's,
either way.
Marvel's Daredevil.
So.
On Netflix.
The Batman directing helm ended up going to Matt Reeves, who is now also out. So good. The Batman has no director.
Continue. As the story continues. Tune in next week. Oh, what do I have on news on? It's my phone app. Somebody stole it.
Did they?
Some thieves.
Bastards.
Oh, I can't. You gotta buy that game when it comes out for Xbox.
I will. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Seize the Thieves.
Ah.
A pirate game. Yes, we get a pirate game and you don't.
Okay. What?
There's a pirate game where it's like a 5-man game. Each person controls a different thing on the ship, and you fight other ships.
Golden Girls is now
that
on Netflix.
Doesn't sound all that good.
On Hulu, I think.
It's amazing.
Thank you for being
all
my
I have.
Travel down the road and back again.
I know more words.
You guys got
if your heart is true, you're a friend and a confidant.
And
then I start losing the song because it goes on this to other shit.
Hey, have you ever heard of Dante Brasco?
I know I have Donnie Brasco and I've heard of Dante.
I heard of Johnny Bravo.
Have you heard of Dante Brasco?
Obviously not.
Or Basco, sorry.
I heard of Bosco. He's on Billy and Mandy.
Who's Bosco on that show?
There we go. Here's
he's the bear.
What you said earlier.
Oh, yeah, Bosco. They eventually got their own show for a little bit.
I know.
Anyway. Marvel. So, Dante Bosco played Rufio in Hook.
Oh, yeah. I also played a gay kid in I'm a Cheerleader. Yeah. But I'm a Cheerleader.
What?
He's like, they're in like a mental ward. Or like, were they in like a psychological ward?
They're like a gay camp. It's like a fat camp. It's
they're trying to make them straight.
Yeah, so there's a camp full of gay kids.
Yeah, he's a gay kid.
So it's heavyweights.
That was the last thing I've seen
heavyweights
him.
Heavyweights with gay people.
Yeah, that's the last thing I've seen him too.
It's not as funny, but
who,
yeah.
Who was the main character in
that? The chick from, the woman from Orange is the New Black. And she's also in. She's also in Sons of Beverly Hills.
Never watched it.
That's a good movie. You should actually watch that. It's a good film. Orange is the New Black. Haven't started yet, so.
I don't care.
It's going to end soon. I think it's either ended or ended soon.
Who is this?
Orange is the New Black? No, that show's still going. Girls is ending.
It's a BBC Thank show. God. BBC shows don't last.
Orange is the New Black? It's a Netflix show.
Orange is.
I think it played. No. Oh.
What? That was no, I'm thinking of.
Orphan Black.
Orphan Black, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, he played Rufio on Hook.
She actually looks like my friend's wife.
He has taken to Kickstarter.
They were married in high school.
Because he wants to do a Hook prequel.
Why? What's the catch? Like, what is
the
plot?
The best Hook prequel I know is fucking
a Hook prequel.
Max Landis sequel. When he talks about the captain and he's on the ship. The story was basically about the captain of the ship that got wrecked on the island.
Uh-huh.
That's Max Landis' take on it. That's pretty good. He did Chronicle and he did what's that movie with fucking...
Can't tell you.
Lex Luthor.
Well, either way, he...
What?
Where he got... Dirt?
Superman?
No, not that one.
Batman vs. Superman?
It's before that movie, but he still had the long hair. It came out like right before him.
Okay, I don't care.
What?
Where he's like... He's basically like some stoner kid where he's actually secretly like an agent by the government.
Oh, you're talking about the character who played him. Yeah, where they said Magic Mervin and all of a sudden he's like clicked
in.
It was called Don't Fuck With Me.
Yeah, whatever that. Well, he did that movie too. But he has a good take on Peter Pan.
Well, either way, so he's trying to Kickstarter a prequel to Hook called Bangarang. It is the story of Rufio. That's what he's going for. Now...
He should have put a finger in front of that title.
Right now, he's going for $30,000.
Who plays Rufio?
It'll be someone new, not him.
Some little bitch.
It better not be. It better be somebody else.
Right now, the goal is $30,000. If he hits that, which...
That's all it takes to make a movie?
So far, he has.
Well, you get a couple of HD cameras.
It will end up being, for $30,000, it's going to be a short fan film.
It's mostly going to be done in a park.
However, if he can hit $200,000, then he's going to turn it into a... full-length film.
Oh, he's just making a short with this?
Yeah, for the $30,000 goal. But if it goes up to, if he ends up getting up to $200,000, then he'll turn into a full on.
So this is the what's the video like?
Well, let's play it.
That's what everything's about.
They used to call me Rufus. Rufus the kid. A kid with a dream.
So full of himself.
A kid who knew he was meant to be more than
Can
he
you
was.
Use this footage on your video?
Me to become a hero.
It's all
this
him.
Is my story before I was.
Where I tried to murder when the pan. When the pan came back, before I got jealous. Neverland.
Hi, I'm Dante Bosco. Guys. A lot of you guys recognize me as Rufio.
No one recognized you.
Yes,
this is like my supervisor.
Me around for the last not, 25
which I'm
going
to call Rufio
and
from now on.
One but, of the biggest things that everyone asks me is, where does he come from? And I don't know.
I've never asked that.
Have I'm Jonah Feingold, writer and director of a movie called Bang Bang that answers that very question. It's the story about Rufio before Neverland.
And this is a Kickstarter to fund Bangor. That money. And this is a Kickstarter for Bangarang.
Bangarang is the story about Rufio before Neverland.
Okay, if he doesn't know the answer, how is he going to direct a movie about him if he just pretty much said...
Is there an explanation and novelization of Hook?
No.
He might actually have some background if you read the book.
He pretty much just said, I don't know the background of Rufio, but yeah, I'm going to make a movie about...
In other words, they're going to make it up. They're going to make it up.
Let's listen.
...are kind of our like goonies, and they are Rufus's best friends, and... kind of help Rufus overcome the school bully. Rufus develops a friendship with one of the characters in the story.
Are you telling the whole story?
Well, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't give it too much away because that's why we need you guys.
It's about a new generation.
He's like 40,
taking
right?
something from my generation.
I would think,
reinventing
yeah.
it. Some may call it an origin story, but ultimately for me, it's seeing a character that
his
that's
voice
dear
has never
heart.
Changed.
Being reinvented in a new generation and being a part
this
of this
probably like 15, 16 when you in that fucking movie. Probably 20 when you in the
new
movie.
Rufio out there to introduce Rufio to the new generation, and it's really exciting.
We're going to find out...
Actually,
it
introduced to the same generation because of this 90s nostalgia.
How you became Rufio.
How you got to Neverland.
These are questions we're all going
to
answer.
Supposed to also answer how he gets that damn hairstyle.
Here's what a problem I have. Okay.
For anyone around the L.A.,
yes.
We're looking
he was
for our main characters.
Good
for
being
our
the leader.
Heroes. And it's cool because these are underrepresented.
And
wanting
to
kill
the new Peter coming back. Like, he was jealous of him. He was an asshole the whole time. In that movie, he is an asshole.
Years,
yeah. And redeems himself
and
later and dies
could
justfully.
Could be the Spielbergs of tomorrow.
Like, you have this moment where he actually gets kind of mean and bitter.
And for me, too, growing up as a child.
The story ends up being happy the whole time. Won't make sense.
Well.
You know, that engagement.
I don't think he's mean as a ruthless leader. He's
so
just like...
No, the idea for the Kickstarter is that you see him as, like they're saying, Rufus, young kid, with his friends. Eventually, they find their happy thoughts, whatever, and make it to Neverland. Where...
And you guys can find the details
they meet Peter, he ends up... And it's post-chronicle, too. One, how he gets his look, the hairstyle, all this shit. And eventually, how he ends up becoming the Pan when Pan finally leaves Neverland.
We'll go through all that and hopefully find our next Rufio.
And part of why he became a dick, so much of a dick, Rufio did.
No Shmia, probably.
Because...
I think Shmia's a licensed
character. He let the Pan get to his head, if you will. That's why he became a dick.
So it has to end probably when Peter leaves.
Yeah. I would think.
And there's a new gap, and then Peter returns.
So that's going on. So that's Tony.
That's a kid who loved that movie really much. Like, that's a good thing in a way. Like, a kid who loved the movie way too much.
Yeah,
he became a director.
You know what? I loved Hook.
He became a director, and now he's fulfilling a dream in a sense to do that. Yeah. I'm inspired by that. I gave it $5.
Another movie for
23 days left to go. Already has 866 backers and has made 38,000 of the 30,000
goal. You don't
goal.
Have to back anything.
All
you
these millions with, like, X, like, a shitload of cash to blow.
Pedophile pants.
Pledges. $10 or more. So $10, Lost Boy. You're a Lost Boy. You'll get a special thanks as well as exclusive access to the behind-the-scenes content of the film. Might even learn to fly.
Bastards.
If you pledge 20 or 5 or more, you're part of Rufio's elite squad. You'll get all the above as well as a personalized thank you letter from Dante and the filmmaking team.
Cool. Now let's get to the big money. Because there's a very few amount of backers. So
okay,
I want to see how...
Okay, so...
What did the people actually take? 20 backers took $250.
$250 gets you in-your-face camel cakes. All of the above, and Dante will create you a custom voicemail message as either Leader or the Lost Boys or Prince Zuko. I didn't know he did the voice of Prince Zuko. That's awesome.
And the cartoon or the movie?
The cartoon.
$1,000 for associate producer credit?
Well, look at that.
For I can hear 20, it now.
For $2,500 more, you are a producer. You have all the awards above, as well as a VIP meet and greet and hangout with the full cast of the project at the Los Angeles After Party screening. You also receive your own title card for your credit.
Put that on my IMDb.
You could, yeah, you could actually be in
you'll a, have an a IMDb
film,
card.
A film accredited producer slot.
Titles don't cost anything. That's why they fucking
$10,000. You get the looky looky. I got hooky. All the above rewards at executive producer credit. This earns you a seat in Video Village during the set visit. Hang with the cast crew, and hell, you could even call action once.
Sorry, too late.
Zero backers.
$10,000 in the bank.
The $2,500 one has one backer so far. Four backers.
It might be only one. Sometimes some of these things are only limited to so many people. But
The $1,000 has four backers. The $250.
Did someone take the executive producer?
No. No, not yet. Just the producer.
Well, with only one producer, like that's only right there. Like half the money's there. No.
No, that's just for $2,500. Let's see.
So
for the $250, we have 20 backers. There. For $100, there's 103 backers. Damn. $50 has 70 backers, $25 has 293 backers, and 324 backers for the $10 or more.
Well, they keep a super low budget. They make it. I mean, 70% of that money only is theirs. I think 30% goes to fees and awards. But since they're only doing thank yous.
There are people who are really hoping for the $200,000 mark, though, to make a full-fledged film.
I mean, they'll get a lot of money, but I don't think they'll get...
I don't know if they'll hit that, but again, they got 23 days left, and this recently started, so.
I think they probably should have had more in-between goals.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, the starting is 30.
Where's my copy of the movie for backing this?
A script? An autographed script?
A coming-of-age story.
A walk-on scene?
A coming-of-age story about a young Filipino boy who becomes a hero inspired by the movie Hook.
Is that how he becomes a hero? By inspired by the movie Hook? I think that's why.
So
the
Bangarang, Jason. Bangarang.
This is what you found? Jesus. Got any more Kickstarter highlights?
I do not.
Okay.
The only thing I have left is one trailer.
Sweet.
So, let me pull it up here. There we go. Right there.
Deadpool. I was watching Deadpool today.
That's not Deadpool.
I got a free HBO this weekend. So.
Oh, yeah?
I was on my streaming thing, and it kept showing HBO stuff on the all-channel section. I was like, I don't have HBO. Why is it a stupid thing telling me I to watch HBO? Clicked on it. It worked.
Oh, shit.
So at first I thought maybe it's an error, like, hey, maybe the online stream they don't pay attention to. But I think it's probably just a free weekend.
That's cool.
So I was watching Deadpool again, even though, like, it's not – something very exclusive. I just watched it. It was on. It was right at the beginning.
I love that movie.
Well, I caught it. It was, like, I usually don't watch stuff. It was so far in, but this one was like 10 minutes in. So, it's not. I'm not missing other than the my angel song part.
Yeah.
So when I got it, he's on the bridge. He's counting down still. I think he was at 5 when I got there.
All right. So
watched the film. It was it's still a great film to see. And I wanted to really watch it again because some girl I was working with told me, she like, we're talking about movies for a minute, and she talked about Deadpool. I was like, do you like it? I was like, yeah, like, it's a good movie. She's like, I liked it up to the end, and I tried to watch, so I only finished watching it because what did she not like at the end? And I couldn't remember the end at the time. So I was like,
did you guys
see? I kind of just played it off, but like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what the fuck happened at the end of the movie?
Did you guys see someone put the titles together for the two Star Wars movies?
Star Wars
The Force Awakens...
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
From his nap.
I told Jason about this. I'll tell you about this. So there's a fan theory about how they think Stan Lee is the Watcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, all old news. And no. I don't see that.
I don't think he's in everything. He's not in fucking Fantastic Four movies, right?
Yeah, he is.
He is. Yeah. What's the, what Marvel film is?
This is I actually didn't watch any of the Fantastic Four. So yeah, X-Men? Watch the first one.
I don't recall him in Punisher.
I think that's a little before his cameo times.
Or the X-Men, actually.
He's not in the X-Men.
He's not in X-Men.
Maybe in a Logan film. I don't know. He's not in any Wolverine Logan film. Not any Fox. It's the first Fox film he's in?
He's not a fan.
I mean, having him in Deadpool doesn't really make sense at all, but usually put stuff he's accredited to. I do like it. It's the strip bar scene. And yeah. There's a stream where he's the announcer, but there's another scene. It's just a line where it's not on him, but it's in the background where he's just like, you know, like have love for like 3 minutes or something like that.
Okay. So not that long ago, DC Animated had released Justice League Dark. Yet to watch that. I want to. But they've already debuted the trailer for their next animated film, Teen Titans: The Judas Contract. So
sounds a little racist.
We're gonna watch that now. It's PG-13.
Not racist enough.
Aww.
Brothers and sisters, this is the true house of fate, and I am the one true God.
Hail, brother!
We are the hive of humanity, and nothing will stand in our way.
The toys like their animated
when
movies.
Their powers are transferred, and I ascend to God's state.
When evil is out for blood, bitches.
The machine's complete, Deathstroke.
Is that you? The Titans. Show.
Can you do it?
Well, I added the bitches part.
That's Starfire?
Yeah.
Finally, a hot Starfire.
Well, they already had a movie with her.
She was in the last Titans.
In the last one. Yeah. Take
you to that. I watched Go.
Okay. Well, this is, I think, the second time they had Deathstroke.
Titans, go!
I got Terra in this movie. Beast Boy, Starfire, Nightwing, Blue Beetle.
I'm gonna enjoy shutting you up.
Metreon Synthos!
Oh, Raven.
Wait, did she turn to stone in the Teen Titans show?
You're talking Terra, yeah.
Wait, that's not Terra?
That's Terra.
Oh.
This has nothing to do with the show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We're gonna show you the greater good.
It's called comic base.
Did you ever get out of that uniform?
Only when I bathe.
Might be time.
I'm good.
Haha, kids. Yeah. Given the name the Judas Contract.
When's
though,
the date?
Oh, it doesn't say.
It might have been in somewhere the flashy shit, but
comes out this year. I wonder if Terra ends up going bad in this, because as her character is in the Teen Titans, she goes villain on them. So.
Well, it's because her mind was taken over.
No, in the comics, Terra.
Well, in the show, she was possessed, kind of. I guess you could say.
No.
She was controlled.
She was trained by Slade.
Yeah,
and
but he was pretty much. She's pretty much hypnotized, though.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
She was not hypnotized. She worked for Slade.
No, but she was.
But she ended up falling in love with Beast Boy.
Yeah, but she was.
And
not
that's
fully
why
controlled.
She eventually sacrificed herself.
I know, but she wasn't fully controlled of her own body. Slade trained her in a way where he still had some kind of hypnosis on her.
Yeah, that's a new Teen Titan movie.
Oh, this is.
I like my favorite episode is when fucking Robin flipped out and he thought Slade was everywhere.
That was a good one too. All
right. Back to Star Wars for a second.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what do you mean I didn't like Star Wars?
Huh?
Which Star Wars are you talking about?
All of them. You're not,
okay,
you're
wait
not
a, minute,
a real
wait.
Star Wars fan. Go fuck yourself.
To give a little more explanation to this, we were talking about going to the movies, hang out, and he said he didn't like Lego Batman.
Yeah. I never heard from back from you yesterday either.
I said never mind.
We're talking about episode 7, then yes, you're true. You're right.
And he texted me later, and he's like, not Lego Batman, it sucked, or whatever.
I didn't say it sucked. I said we couldn't sit through it again.
And I was like, yeah, I hold your movie opinions as much as I do Steve's. Hell, you didn't even like Star Wars, so...
You're talking about episode 7, right?
Yeah, I was talking about episode
7. Oh, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, no, yes, okay. I thought you meant Rogue One. Like, Rogue One's amazing.
Again, I can't agree with you there, so I can't hold your opinion you about Lego.
You liked episode 7?
With any merit.
You liked episode 7?
I loved it. It was my favorite film of all year.
Yeah, I know you're a goddamn liar.
I believe it.
You're a fucking liar.
You know what? Doesn't matter. But then
you're a goddamn liar.
But it doesn't hold faith in your opinion on Lego if you don't like Star Wars. That's Star Wars. I think it's all Star Wars. But still, that's Star Wars. So it's really hard to say, like, oh, you know what? Lego must be bad. So I'll just take your opinion with a grain of salt. I'm going to watch it twice by myself. But anyways, back to Star Wars.
I would love to see you see the movie twice.
I would. Just watch me.
The way I describe it to him, okay, you ever seen a Kevin Hart movie?
Yes.
Do you like Kevin Hart?
Yes.
You like his movies like as a character?
Depends on the film, yes.
Or he never shuts the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
That's Batman.
Okay.
He never shuts the hell up, ever.
Yeah, that was tough to do with him.
Yeah, well, we kind of get that because that's how he was in the Lego
the
movie.
The first 5 minutes of the movie is him rapping.
Okay.
Everything is terrible. Batman.
It's God. Even my niece.
Everything is
even
Batman.
My niece said, she loves Batman. She fucking loves Batman to death. She even said, is he ever going to shut up?
It's a child's honesty of a child. I love that. Anyways, back to Star Wars. We all heard Spaceballs, right?
Yeah.
Spaceballs 2.
Great.
They're finally doing the second one?
Yeah. Second one.
Oh, no, not that.
Quest for more money?
Oh. No.
Oh.
Did the combing of the desert finally
Jason Figwell, Aaron Seltzer, who co-wrote the original Scary Movie as well as Spy Hard, went on to pen and direct Date Movie. This is from Fuse.com. Date Movie, Epic Movie, Disaster Movie, As Vampires Suck.
Okay.
The Starving Games and Super Fast. And in production.
So far, all these movies that were just fucking stupid.
And in the production, they're currently in the production of Liam Neeson send up Who the Fuck Took My Daughter? That's a good title. Or in the works of Star Worlds episode XXXIVE equals MC squared. The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi Who Went Rogue. That is the title of the next soon-to-be Star Wars parody.
That is just stupid.
They just fucking put the balls in your face of Spaceballs.
Not really. Spaceballs was good. These other movie parodies that he's done
well,
were fucking
Spaceballs was
horrible.
Good until it became Rogue One. Minus the vacuum. I'm just kidding. I do like Spaceballs. It's fucking great. But this...
That's why when I heard Mel Brooks was wanting to do a sequel called Spaceballs, A Quest for More Money, I was like, yes.
That
do
works.
It, Mel. Do
that
it.
That works. Oh, that works to finally. This, I groaned when I just heard the title. I didn't know the information in the background. Like, yeah. Guess what Star Wars was? Like,
really
Star Worlds episode XXXIV.
It's a really long title.
And it keeps going. And it's just all awful worlds that make you just like, fuck this movie. Yeah. Like, when you hear the whole title, you're like, fuck this movie. There's no other feeling I had. Like, what else do you do with that? It's like, and what's it going to be? Like, you've seen all those other films, that, like those
and
type of fucking parody movies.
They were stupid.
It's the latest catchphrase and memes and whatever is on the trailer.
Speaking of movies, Super Troopers 2 finally done filming.
Yep. They wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. The picture with them. Damn, they're getting old.
Yeah.
Or at least the one of the guys, you know, the director.
Still looking forward to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
What are they going to do? Super Troopers, Mission in Reno. other than that, oh man, I'm still pissed off about this Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
I'm going to send that to Tim later. See if he gets pissed off.
What?
The Star Wars
thing.
He
would probably find it funny.
He liked Episode 7?
He likes Star Wars. Unlike you.
Okay, no. Okay. Let me tell you something.
Oh, you can talk more about how you hate Star Wars?
No. I'm a realist
of
Star Wars.
And how you think it's awful?
I love Star Wars. But I'm not too
why does
fucking,
that patch say
I'm not
fuck
too,
Star Wars?
I'm not too fanboy enough or fucking blind enough to know that a fucking movie's bad. Like, you got the fanboys in there, like, anything plaster fucking Star Wars on, oh, it's good, oh, this is good, just because it fucking says Star Wars, or just because it says something, or anything else in the world, anything else, because people are fanboys or something, they're going to defend it to the very end, or they're going to love it to the very end, regardless of what's in front of them or anything like that. I love Star Wars. I fucking love everything about it, but I don't think Episode 7 was the best thing in the world or anything great.
It's the best thing since Return of the... No, Empire Strikes Back.
Fuck no.
Pretty much my opinion goes Star Wars, Empire, Episode 7, Rogue One, Return of the Jedi.
Star Wars what? New Hope?
What? Star Wars is Star Wars. I you know what? I'm super fanboy where it was called Star Wars.
It was called
right?
Star Wars. Yes, I know that. I know later it was on, called right? Star Wars. I even asked people that. I'm like, what's the first Star Wars called?
Its
like,
first theatrical run was Star Wars.
Yeah, it was just Star Wars. Then later,
when I saw in theaters back in 1978.
No, because it was later. It was later re-released in theaters.
Yes, I remember.
At the, still early in the 70s.
As a young 20-year-old who walked into that theater in 1978.
The New Hope part to it. And every home release copy has had that too.
Well, lucky for them, I never owned a home. So, to me, it's Star Wars. And all those other movies are called Star Wars, too.
No, I mean, I like Force Awakens, but I definitely don't think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. There's a lot about that annoyed the fuck out of me.
Sliced bread's overrated, too, though.
Fuck you. Sliced bread is great.
I don't really like their character choices.
Don't you like the feeling of cutting yourself with the bread? I can have thick slices. I can make Texas toast whenever I want.
I can just buy Texas toast.
True. Already breaded.
I could have a sandwich with regular bread and Texas toast at the same time. I could be cooking Texas toast or fucking French toast. I cut it thick enough for myself. And at the same time, use that same bread to make sandwiches for lunch. For work.
I just think episode 7 didn't have enough Jar Jar Binks. I mean, you know, they need a character like that.
Actually, they confirmed where Jar Jar Binks is now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He's a clown now.
They seen what happened to him and everything like that. Yeah. I've seen that.
In the next newest novelization, the canon.
There's a brief part where
he's a sad clown.
Well, he's liking the nose.
So he went from here to here.
Pretty much, he's kind of being ridiculed in the streets as
he lives in shame and fucking obscurity.
A child ass, you know.
So he's buckets.
Didn't you fuck up our fucking nation?
Basically, buckets is his story.
Well, he's talking with a child, and you know the kid more or less asks, you know, why he's so sad, and Jar Jar, in his Jar Jar speech, pretty much says that people blame him for a lot of bad things that happen.
Me so Jar Jar Binks. Me no had no trip in the rape.
Also not okay, but to convey that to a child or anybody. It also has to be a sad day.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, besides what he's already done in his life, like, he's sad about that. That's a base right there. Whatever happened to him that day is also sad because you know they play up the part as the clown just to make the kid happy because that's his fucking job right now.
Yeah.
Or you're going to go to the child and just, like, you know, diatribe about, you know, like, oh, like, here's the real reason why I'm a clown now and get kind of sad to that child.
Yeah.
Your job is a clown. Like, you shouldn't even get personal in this.
Well, no, they
so, like... He probably had a bad day as well.
It's not that he is a clown.
He looks like a clown. The
description of it is that he's likened to that of a sad clown. He is a street performer now. But he's, you know, he gets no respect. He's ridiculed all the time. But yeah, I get what you're saying. And it's fucked
he's Rodney Dangerfield.
More or less.
Hey, what's Kid telling me?
Pretty much.
Hey, I fucked up the Empire.
And you know, it really is kind of sad for that character, for that to happen, because just like everybody
else, they made it sympathetic in a way.
Well, he was tricked into his part of it. It's not like he intentionally tried to create the Empire and everything. No. You know,
he was
fucked up.
Yeah. He's a big old dummy, though.
There's a theory where
you should not make
a theory
that
where
the Jar Jar's a real Sith Lord.
He's a Jedi.
Is he just an honorary senator then? Because like, just because he was part of that early Clone War,
it's not that he was honorary.
Because like,
he was,
someone voted for this fucker.
He was an actual Naboo senator. He was a senator for the planet of Naboo, representing the Gungans, and. Yeah, since Padme couldn't be there, he was the one filling in.
People were so excited they voted this idiot. Imagine him talking.
Well, in speeches. He was a little more respectful in the movies. So.
Misa Popos.
Fuck that. What? Yeah, he was a sad character.
Sad, sad Jar Jar. You little bastard. But yeah, back to episode 7 sucking.
Really? we're still going to kick this dead horse?
I'm done with the conversation.
Good. So good,
because it's a great movie. It's,
you're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
I don't know why you keep
did not have that feeling when we got the movie theater.
I did. I left it amazed. Like, this is a great fucking film. You were like, fuck this same fucking film.
Gentlemen, the horse is dead and bloated. Why must we keep kicking him?
Eric continues to hate this film, and I don't know why. He's the one holding the grudge.
Me and Steve.
I embrace the film.
Me and Steve did have the same feeling, though, where we fucking talked about
it. I have no idea why you guys are fucking... you guys are just lost.
I feel like you're just bullshitting so fucking bad.
He's doing it to keep you going.
I know.
No, I'm not even playing along with this. Do you seriously want to know that movie? It is overtime.
It is time to wrap up.
Hey, this is Ripped in Half. Star Wars is a great film. You should watch it again.
Star Wars 7 sucks dick. J.J. Abrams should die.
You should watch all 50 versions of the Star Tours.
And if you loved and or hated Star Wars Episode 7, send us your response at RippedAndHalfPodcast@gmail.com or let us know at GamerRH and at Ripped in Half. Till then,
I'm Mike Detective on Xbox One.
Till then,
I'm going
to have Ripped in Half. I'm
Fuck
Steve.
Jason. I'm dead.
Fuck Jason.
And that's our guest.
Episode 7 is the best, Jason.
And we'll see you guys next time.